Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 94 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts.
Tony.
And I am Lou. How you doing, Tony?
I am back from an international travel experience. Another trip to the homeland. Well, of my ancestors.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I guess every time I come out here, it's a trip to the homeland.
Yeah. That's actually more accurate. The Northwest suburbs, I think, are a little more accurate. Yeah. But that's fine. The mother country. How about that?
There you go.
There you go. And how was your second trip to Italy?
Too short, but excellent. Yes. Nice. You really can't go for a week.
Really?
Well, I mean, especially if you're going to two different places. No. I mean, you're like, you know, it's way too short.
Sure. But I think any length of time in a place that you really love is too short unless you move there.
Yes.
Probably. But that's good that you have fun. And
I saw some interesting Italian television.
Yeah.
I did catch part of an episode of MasterChef in Italy.
Yeah.
You know, their version.
Right.
And Joe Bastianich, is that his name? Bastianich?
Yeah.
Is one
or
of the
Bastianich. I don't know if it's.
I guess if it's Italian, it's Bastianich.
Yeah.
Although it's.
But they're not Italian.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not Italian.
But he is one of the judges. And
his mom is a famous Italian chef, right?
Yes.
I mean,
Lydia
Italian food.
Bastianich.
Lydia Bastianich. Or Bastiano.
I would guess if it's itch, it's itch, because they're probably Serbian or former Yugoslavia.
I don't remember.
That's my guess.
I don't remember.
If it ends in itch.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Like Blagojevich.
They're from
because he's Serbian.
They're definitely from somewhere.
Yeah, well, everyone is.
Are you sure?
But anyway, it was really cool. It was. Yeah. I didn't get to see enough of them actually cooking. It was more of like the judging.
Yeah.
And my Italian, though I'm proud of it, as you know, I spoke a lot of Italian while I was there. It's hard to follow TV because it goes so fast.
Yeah.
But he spoke, you know,
perfect
Italian from what I could tell.
Yeah. Now, did you watch any original Italian programming? Like stuff that was not, you know, an Italian version of something
else? Yeah, there was one show that I caught a couple episodes of called Barnaby Inspector.
Like Barnaby Jones?
I'm guessing that maybe it's a new updated Barnaby Jones.
Did it have the good theme music?
No, but it's so funny how it's similar to like Spanish television in that it's very overdramatic.
Yeah. I still maintain that the best thing I've ever seen on television in Europe was the Miss Italy pageant. It was so hilarious and 5 days long.
I did catch a few minutes of Italy's Next Top Model, which is just as grating as America's Next Top Model. So,
You know, I think I've seen a couple episodes here and there of America's Next Top Model.
It's what I hate about reality television, just girls screaming
at each other. I'm actually surprised to hear you say that since you...
Love Big Brother?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Big Brother, let's get right into viewer mail.
Okay.
Or listener mail, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Jason said that he is sad I waited until the end of this year's run to mention anything about Big Brother. They're big fans, too. Kind of a lackluster season, though. The duo twist made the first half boring, plus the newbies seemed to always defer to the veterans, which allowed a half all-star cast to run right through them.
So what is it? What does that mean? Are there some people who come back every season?
This season there was.
Oh. So it was like a mixture of like...
The surprise at the beginning of the season
brother
was that
masters.
Everyone had to... Like none of the new people knew each other.
Okay.
So they told them right away, you need to pair up and this will be your team through half of the season.
Right.
And then they brought in three couples from past seasons.
Okay.
That had either met on the show or were like somewhat related.
Okay.
So they brought them on, and so immediately you have that dynamic where it's the new against the old. Though they don't tell them, you know, it's you against you.
Right,
it's just
right.
Each team of two is against the house.
That seems a little unfair, though. Because the other people
experience. But the other people already have a target on their back as well. Because they were outnumbered
I don't know, I still don't get it.
They were outnumbered by the rest of the house. There were only six of the veterans, and there were eight newbies.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
But a veteran ended up winning.
Yeah.
So.
See? Unfair advantage.
But she was, like... surrounded by newbies in the last half.
Biting at her ankles.
But
at every
you know what, Jason and Kim, because I assume you're watching it together.
Yeah.
It's just an assumption. next year, I will discuss it. I just never discuss it because I figured it would be on deaf ears. I figured, you know.
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently not.
So Mike says that he loved your Rick Moranis.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Try to work in some voices in every episode, much to Tony's chagrin.
No, I enjoy most of them.
Okay.
And that's really all we have as far as mail.
That's it?
Yeah. I do want to say to Stritch, Stritch, make sure you listen to the end of this episode because I'm going to eat a lot of crow on your behalf.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to hearing what you're going to be talking about. Okay. So, because I know what it is, and I'm interested because I'm interested.
It's very interesting.
And I'll say why later.
So you want to get right into games?
Yeah, let's get right into video games.
Okay, I don't have a lot to talk about as far as games because obviously I've been out of town.
Right.
But I did, so I had something to talk about yesterday, fairly late in the...
Let me ask you a question, since you just mentioned that. Do you see any of our sort of culture over there in terms of like, when people, and I think I already know the answer to this, but... you know, here when you go to a coffee shop, which is usually like a Starbucks, everybody's on their laptops and people playing games and working on papers and, you know, doing stuff on their iPhones and all that kind of stuff. What do you notice there either that corresponds with that or contradicts that?
Well, let me tell you, as far as advertising and just what I see in general.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of American movies and music, especially.
Okay.
American music is just like, there's not a lot of Italian music. In fact, I searched for it while I was there.
Really?
So like when you're watching MTV, which still shows videos there.
Yeah.
Unlike MTV here.
Yeah.
Like I would say of the top 10 videos, maybe two are Italian.
Wow. But what about just music in general?
That, anywhere you go,
like,
it's American.
On the radio.
It's
really?
American. Yeah.
Really?
Just, I would say 90 to 95% of it's American.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. With some Latin music in there as well. Yeah. I heard some Latin. I probably hear more Latin music there than I do.
But there's
Italian.
Not a lot of indigenous music that you
if
heard.
If there is, I wasn't hearing it or finding it.
Yeah.
Like when you go into stores or restaurants, it's all American music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They
love the Lady Gaga, huh?
They absolutely love the Lady Gaga. The biggest things this time and the last time I went were Lady Gaga, Rihanna's really big there.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's really big. I mean, yeah. Actually, the things
really
that are big,
big
here.
In a lot of places that I enjoy.
As far as American movies, huge there. Although I have to say, there's a movie that's coming out there called Blood Story that I saw the commercial for maybe 20 times that looks so... It's a horror movie, Italian horror movie. It looks so good.
Wow. That's interesting. I bet it'll get remade in English for here at some point, right. If it's good.
Well, I'm sure we'll have access to it at some point on Netflix or something, but the commercials for it look great. But everything else is American movies.
Right. But what I'm saying is when you're at a coffee shop there, do people have all their laptops and their cell phones
out? No, because coffee shops there are completely different than coffee shops here. Coffee shops there are called bars.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to find a bar as we know bar. Like, you'll see there's a bar on every block, but it's a coffee shop, and it's there aren't many tables because people just go in and have their coffee and their pastry and they leave. So they all have it standing at the bar.
Right.
And
so you don't see a bunch of people driving up in minivans and then hanging out with other people they barely know, talking about stuff that doesn't matter while they're working on their laptops.
No, you never see laptops in bars. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do see a lot of people. I wish I would have taken a picture of him. I saw a guy actually riding on his moped. He wasn't stopped. He was riding on his moped. He had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth while he was texting, while he was
That's
moving.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I wish I would have gotten
a picture. In fact, I should have brought my camera. I haven't loaded my pictures of it. I wish I brought my camera because I took a great picture. In fact, I'll post it on our fan page. I took a great picture of a one sheet for the Smurfs movie, which is just about to come out there.
Yeah.
And Smurfs there are called E-Poofy.
E-Poofy.
Poofy.
Nice. I think the original name for the Smurfs is Le Schtroumpf.
Is it?
Yeah, I think from Germany, yeah. Or wherever.
I know
France.
In Spanish, Smurf is Pitufo.
Pitufo. Oh, yeah. So it's kind of a little poofy. E-Poofy.
So getting back to video games, I wanted to have something to talk about. So I knew that at the time I was gone, Burnout Crash, that was the downloadable game that just came out last week. I knew it came out while I was gone. So I downloaded it last night so I could talk about it. And recently I've been going to bed fairly early, and especially now that I'm still not exactly on our time.
Right.
So I was ready to
go
to bed.
How long have you been back?
Since Wednesday.
Okay. Really?
But I like to go to bed early anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know. Coming back from there, it
you get your beauty rest.
Yeah. So at about 9 o'clock, I downloaded Burnout Crash. I'm like, well, I'll play for about a half hour just so I had something to talk about. I was up till 1 a.m.
Really? You liked it that much?
Yeah, but it's only for people who enjoy that part of the Burnout games.
And that was not me, unfortunately.
And even if you enjoyed it, I mean, this is top down and it's very much more like, it's almost like playing pinball in that you've got to like bank the cars into buildings and stuff. Right. And like, so it's very arcade centric.
Yeah. Right.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I've had a lot of fun with it. And I have to say, it's not a big game. I mean, even though I played from 9 until like almost 1, I'm probably already 2/3 done with it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I think there'll be DLC for it. It looks like they could just add stuff onto it.
Right. Right.
But it was 800 Microsoft points, which I think is $10.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, totally worth the $10. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And if you like that part of the Burnout games, I totally recommend it. Because they've added other elements to it.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with what you're talking about, but I just was reminded of it. Can you believe all the, like, Angry Birds stuff that's on TV right now?
I know.
I keep seeing those commercials everywhere.
I played a lot of Angry Birds on planes.
Yeah. How'd they get on there? I just can't get into that game like everybody else. I don't know why.
You have to give it more time.
I don't know. I played through like the first 20 levels or something. And
it wasn't enough to get you?
No, I just didn't think it was that much fun. I don't know. Whatever. Not my thing. That's fine. Oh, God. I've dropped my pen. So, all right. So that was the only thing you played? All right, well, Stritch had been talking about the game Rift, and so I did try it out, but I haven't really gotten too much into it. But I will say that I it does look pretty nice, and, you know, certainly the interface was easy to get into and use.
What kind
and
of game is this? Stuff.
It's an MMO. You know, okay. It's like a, you know, typical MMO kind of thing.
Oh, it's a dynamic fantasy MMO.
Sure. Okay, if you say so, or if they say so. But yeah, I'm actually thinking about maybe subscribing for a little while so I can play it some more. Because it did look like it would be kind of fun.
How would you compare it to World of Warcraft?
Well, obviously it's not as cartoony. But other than that, I...
Then how would you compare it to Guild Wars?
I don't know. That's a tough one. First of all, I haven't played Guild Wars in so long. But, you know, Guild Wars is not like all these other games. Because the key difference between Guild Wars and the rest of these... is that in the rest of these games, you might have like 100, you know, skills and spells and stuff like that, and you just kind of arrange them however you want to use them. In Guild Wars, you may also have 100 things, but you can only take 8 with you at any time. So when you are in a town, you can change out what those 8 are, but then once you leave town and go out into the world, that's all you have access to. Mm-hmm. So you don't have access to your whole thing. So it's almost like, you know, because it was based more on a... like a collectible card game kind of mentality versus a, or mechanic, I should say, versus Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing. So, you know, it's a lot different. But, you know, Guild Wars to me just did so many things so well that even despite the fact that you have to make that choice and you're stuck with it while you're out in the world, it's so much more engaging than a lot of other MMOs that I've played. But I honestly, I haven't played Rift enough to really have a strong opinion one way or another. But I did...
are you allowed to talk about this next thing?
Well, I'm just... what I'm going to say is not violating anything. I did get a message that... Oh, we've got some visitors here.
Well, hello.
What's going on, buddy? So how are you today?
Good. I love you, Daddy.
Oh, I love you too.
Aww.
Buddy. Well, thanks for coming to visit me. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have fun at the pumpkin patch. Well, that was a nice little
That was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good kid. So anyway, so yeah, I downloaded and played the new beta for Star Wars The Old Republic.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't actually have a chance to play anything yet. But it was interesting to me that the new build was completely new. Like, you had to uninstall the old one and download the new one.
You haven't even, like, started it up to see?
No, I created a character and then I didn't get into it. Because I was thinking about it and, you know, I've told you off the show some of my complaints about it.
Right.
And I posted those in the tester forum and somebody said, well, once you get past that point, you actually don't have to deal with that and it's a lot better. So I'm thinking about maybe even creating a different class so that I don't have to go through the same areas because it was... area specific that I had a problem with. So we'll see. I am going to give it another shot, though, because, you know, I like the idea of playing a Star Wars MMO, but I had some issues with a particular area that I was in. So anyway. But that's it. I haven't played.
I would like to mention, by the way, that since our last show, they have released the release dates, and it is December 20th.
Really? It's going to be out that soon?
I didn't know that.
No.
It was huge news.
Yeah, I had a busy weekend. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. December 20th.
Yeah, it was actually 2 weeks ago they announced.
That's going to make a lot of people very angry because, you know, they're not going to be able to buy. A lot of people are not going to be able to buy it for Christmas presents because they're going to be doing their Christmas shopping early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's people use those gift cards. Use those gift cards. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. He must get a cut somewhere of the gift card.
I'm not getting a cut of the gift card. Speaking of gift cards.
Yes.
Can I tell a little story? It's not video game related.
Story.
You
looked like you were going to ask me.
No.
You were going to reveal something about me.
No, I'm not going to reveal anything. But McDonald's is doing their Monopoly game right now. And so I got, you know, Coke on the way to work last week. And I didn't win anything on the tickets that I pulled off the Coke, but I punched it into the thing online, and I won $1,000 Walmart gift card.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So thank you, McDonald's. Thank you, Walmart. I'll be doing a lot of Christmas shopping at Walmart.
You should do a little for yourself.
Yeah,
because then nice you have myself. No excuse to not buy a PS3.
I knew that was going to come up.
It does everything.
I knew that was going to come up. I knew that you were going to say that. Absolutely. I knew that you were going to tell me.
As soon as you told me that's what you wanted, like, oh, it's thankfully. The first thing that went into my head.
Yeah, I probably am going to buy a PS3 with it, but I don't know how long it's going to take to get it. I haven't even sent in my claim form. It's a process. It's like four pages of stuff that you have to fill out.
There's the $1,000 at the end of the process.
And then you got to get it notarized, and so, you know, I'll do that today, and I'll send it in.
Just a trip to the bank.
Send it in registered mail. Yeah. So it's a trip to the bank and the post office. Yeah. That's two trips I got to make. With the price of gas, I'm not sure it's worth it. But anyway, I was really excited about that. All right, what about, you got any miscellaneous
games? I do have some miscellaneous. BioWare is teasing a killer new feature in the upcoming Mass Effect 3. The official announcement of this feature will be next month, but many are speculating, in fact, are almost sure, that it will be a multiplayer mode.
You know, we never finished the multiplayer mode in Portal. I'd like to go back and play that.
We didn't, and I'm going to address that coming up soon here.
I don't like to read ahead. I like to be surprised.
Yeah. So. Naughty Dog, the studio behind the much-awaited Uncharted 3, which will be playable only on the PS3, has partnered with Subway to promote the game. For a limited time, when you buy a 30-ounce soda at the sandwich chain, you'll receive an access code to take part in the game's multiplayer beta.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
It's like the first time we've seen that. Bless you.
You mean from a food chain?
Well, yeah, that kind of like cross-promotion.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm already kind of a fan of Subway because they helped keep Chuck alive for so long.
No.
Maybe I should eat there one of these days.
I actually enjoy the Subway.
Do you?
I do.
I've been there a while.
I enjoy it more than the Quiznos.
I
do not like the Quiznos. Too much bread for me, the Quiznos.
See, I always thought that about Subway, too.
Oh, I don't think that about Subway at all.
I'll have to give it another whirl. Because they changed their menu a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time.
The first pack of DLC for Portal 2 will be available this Wednesday.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Peer Review, as it's called, will include more levels of cooperative play and a challenge mode for both co-op and single-player campaigns. And as we've reported previously, this DLC will be free.
That is sweet right there.
That is sweet freedom right there.
Or what did I say? What did I post on your wall while you were on your trip? Forte Capu? Was that it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so. It's like saying sweet or
I
awesome.
I put it in my in translator Italian. And it didn't know any word of it.
Yeah. You got to ask an actual Italian person because it's one of those colloquialisms that really has no direct translation. You know what I mean? Like buca di lupo. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know what it means, but
right,
doesn't mean that here.
A film reboot of the classic fighting game Mortal Kombat is currently in the works.
You sounded like you were going somewhere else with that.
I didn't have a lot to
report. Do you know anything about who's going to be in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they say it will be grimmer than the last one.
Sonya.
Did you see the last one?
No, I think I only saw the first one.
I thought that was the last
one. Oh, was it? I thought there were, like, I guess. Well, you said the last one, like there was more than one. I saw the original one.
Did you see the original?
Yeah, I saw the original. You know, it had its things. It had its bits and pieces that were nice. It was a pretty cheesy movie, but no, there was actually some stuff about it that was really enjoyable. If you like video games and fantasy movies, you know what I mean?
As we do.
And, you know, Sonya was hot, so there was that.
Right.
But
I don't like that kind of fighting, or I don't like that kind of game, though. I don't like
Street
Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
I don't like
Kombat.
Any of those, as we call them in the video game business, big sprite fighting games. Hated
yes,
those.
Yes, the big sprites.
Didn't like those games at all. No. Never liked them. The only game like that that I ever even...
Well, you don't like combos.
There were two. Well, I don't like combos, no. There were two. The original... was it Karataka? Or Karate Champ or something? Remember that it was like a side-scroller one?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like the same thing over and over. That one was all right.
They haven't changed much from that.
I would have liked them more if they hadn't. And then the other one that I liked was Rolling Thunder. I thought that was actually pretty cool, which was not really an Asian game. It was an American game, and you were a spy. But it had very similar kind of play mechanics. Mm-hmm. And that was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You don't remember that game?
No.
Oh, that was cool. It was a cool game.
I'll look it up.
Look it up.
Yeah. But not right.
You'll remember
but
if
not
you
right
see
now.
It. You remember it if you see it.
Finally, Dead Island has barely been out a month, and Lionsgate has already bought the rights to bring the zombie survival game to the big screen.
Crazy talk.
Is it? Actually, I think it's a good premise.
They shipped all the zombies off to an island, but now they're escaping.
No, you like go on vacation to this island, and then you realize that the entire island
zombie
has
infested.
Been. Yeah.
Right.
But really, I mean, if you're
that
going
could
on
happen
vacation,
in real life. If you consider the fact that a popular Polynesian drink is called the zombie.
Ah.
It could be infested with zombies.
Right. you would read that, and you would just think they were talking about the drink, and
right.
You wouldn't even think twice about
it. You'd be like, oh, that's fine. It'd be like the beginning of Shaun of the Dead, when he's walking around and he just thinks everyone's tired.
Right.
That was such a brilliant opening. I love that. All right, so that's all you got.
That's
for
all
video
I
games.
Got.
All right, cool. We're gonna take
we
a
have
quick
a
break.
Lot of TV ahead
a
of us here.
A lot of TV. It's the new fall
we
season.
We are going to talk about just about every new show.
Just about everything, and we'll be back right after this. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about TV. And boy, is there a lot to talk about.
Lots
it's the new fall season.
About.
Fall season.
Hey, I want to mention, because I didn't mention in the games portion.
Okay.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
as of this taping,
yes,
is the release of Rage, the long-awaited game Rage.
Yes, from id Software.
Which I am very excited about, so we will definitely talk about that next week. But 2 weeks from tomorrow, then, is the release of Batman Arkham City.
Which you are also very excited about.
I'm very excited about that as
now,
well.
Now, what was the last game that id did? Was it... wasn't Unreal, was it?
No.
Because that was like a million years ago.
Don't they make the Wolfenstein games? Wasn't there a Wolfenstein game not too
well,
long
ago? I think the original Wolfenstein 3D was theirs.
Oh.
I don't know if the new one was theirs. It may have been. I don't know.
Oh, to even go to their website, I have to put my birth date.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe they're going to give you a little present.
I should put today.
Send it now.
No, Wolfenstein is still part
still
of their category. Or yeah. Catalog.
Or category. So what was the last thing?
I don't know. I mean, there was a Doom game a few years ago. Well, maybe more than a few.
Well, Doom was the first one after Wolfenstein. That was the first... Because Wolfenstein was not really 3D. It was fake 3D.
Right.
So Doom was the first one that they did that
was
actually 3D.
Then there
was 3D.
Quake.
And then... Maybe it was Unreal. Or was Unreal not even theirs?
I don't think Unreal is theirs.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not on here.
Maybe it just used their engine or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
anyway,
whatever. Exciting. Exciting stuff.
Exciting and new. Much like the Love Boat.
Right. Which
but
is
with
old
zombies.
And...
But with zombies.
Which was old and boring.
But then the Love Boat's got Charo. So it kind of... six of one, half a dozen of the other. All right. So tons of new shows on.
Let's just get through them.
Let's get right into it. We've both seen The X Factor.
Yes.
We
have talked about it briefly off air.
Yeah.
I believe I like it more than you do.
I like it a little bit more now than I did when we talked about
okay.
it last. I still don't think I like the format as much as American Idol. What I said to you was the reason...
Well, we don't really know where the format's going because auditions
right.
are over now, but it sounds
after
like
only
it's...
a week.
2 weeks.
I mean, well, two episodes, but over the course of a
no,
week.
No, four episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they were back-to-back, right?
Tuesday and Wednesday of last week
but what
and
I'm
Tuesday
saying,
Wednesday of the week before.
Right. So what I'm saying is all the auditions took place on TV within 8 days, as opposed to like 6 weeks in
sure.
American Idol.
That's not really how people judge weeks, but sure.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's an unfair way to say it.
Whatever.
It was
two nights. It was two nights of auditions. Or four nights?
Four nights.
Oh, I thought they were back to back. I didn't realize. So it was Tuesday,
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, still.
But
a lot
we don't
shorter.
Really know where it's going. It sounds like they're going to do what The Voice did, where they
which was get, terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Where they each have a team or they coach or I
Here's
don't know.
Here's the other thing that I'll say. I don't know why they.
You're going to say exactly what I wanted to
got
say.
Got rid of what's her name?
She's much better.
She is so
much better than Nicole Scherzinger.
You know what? These are not words that I normally use to describe anybody at all, but she is both charming and delightful.
Oh, Cheryl Cole?
Cheryl Cole.
She was great.
She's lovely.
I don't know why they got rid because Nicole Scherzinger, though she's, you know, nice on the eyes, she's a little dippy.
I actually think Cheryl Cole is a little prettier than Nicole Scherzinger. I mean, Nicole Scherzinger is more like
again,
exotic
12
and
of
sexy.
One. Yeah.
But that would be 6 to 1. 12 of
12
1.
1, a dozen of the other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say half a dozen. Because the phrase is usually 6 to 1, half a dozen.
I can make up.
Okay, whatever. I know. Nobody can
I made
my
own
do
version.
So, but no, I love Cheryl Cole.
She was great.
I don't know
much
why
better.
She's gone.
And she had the experience of doing that as well.
And they should just bring her back.
Yeah. I really like L.A. Reid, though.
Yeah, he's all right. And that one episode where Nicole Scherzinger like couldn't figure out what to say to the person and Simon got so pissed off that he left. Just before Simon got up and left, I got up and left. It's like, just say
right.
it.
Right.
But I still maintain that it's way too much of a love fest so far. Like, they were heaping so much praise on people who were just average at best. Yeah.
But I will say, there was some great yeah. people.
The guy who sang...
I disagree with you on one thing.
What?
There was one thing when you and I spoke, you were saying, you didn't really like them bringing on kids because, you know, a kid can be a good singer, but a good singer for a kid.
Usually, yeah.
I disagree about someone over 30.
Well,
I think you can find great singers even in their 50s.
I agree too, but my complaint about that wasn't that they were older, but that usually when somebody is older and they're a contestant on one of these shows, there's some big sob story that comes with the fact that, like, I've been trying and this is like my last chance and, you know, I just got out of jail. It's like, I don't care.
Right.
Are you a good singer
but
or
you
not?
You know, they try
I just
to get that
care.
Story out of everyone no matter what their age is.
I know, but I really don't care when it's somebody older.
Right.
You know, just like I have no sympathy for a 16-year-old who talks about being in love and having their heart broken. It's like, you're 16. You don't know anything.
Right.
You know nothing about anything.
Right. Another issue I have with the show is they drag things out. Like, just bring the contestants on, let them sing, say your piece, move to the next contestant.
Right.
I don't need all the,
right. And somebody else I know made a really good point, which was one of our listeners, actually, made a really good point the other day, which was that to have the auditions done in the stadium like that, you lose a lot of the intimacy that you get on Idol that's really nice, where you kind of feel as an audience member that you're sort of discovering the person along with the judges. Like, because when you see the auditions on Idol and they're just in front of the four judges just in that room, it's a lot more appealing than when they come out and they're on this big stage in front of thousands of people.
I disagree 100%. Because I think this is what I like about it, is that they're coming out and they're forced immediately to perform and be a performer.
Well,
that's how they're looking for the X Factor.
Right.
Because
I get that.
Remember the couple of times they had people on, remember that one kid, it wasn't last season of Idol, but the season before, where like he had no stage presence whatsoever. He had a nice voice. This is more than just the voice.
Yeah.
This is about the whole
That's true.
The whole package.
Right. That's true.
The whole
package. But I do like that intimacy of the Idol auditions better than the stadium. Because I hate to say it, but when you put that many people together, taste goes out the window. You know what I mean? Because you can't count on a crowd to have good taste. So whether people
are applauding or booing or whatever,
it's kind of like
they're not trying to get feedback from the crowd either.
I know.
I mean, the crowd is there.
But that did the one thing that I saw in the show, which I think was from the last audition show, was this girl who came out and was like just so absolutely terrified, and then she sings. And
she was my favorite.
She was a great performer. I mean, she was a great performer.
The second she started to sing, all of her fear was gone.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was one of my favorite. I think that was my favorite moment.
In fact, she was so good that for a couple seconds, I'm like, was she pretending to be scared? But I think she really
was.
That was really cool.
I think we're going to see her go toward the end.
Yeah. And then that other guy who's like a big burly guy who makes burritos, he was really good too. Yeah.
There was also the girl who sang who was only 18 years old and sang that Beyonce song that was like one of the best auditions I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. She was great.
Nicole immediately
she
stood
was a little,
up and
a
she
little,
was crying.
A little heavy. I mean, just a little tiny bit heavy. Right. Because there was a girl on a little bit before her Who I think was a mom and like told her whole sob story about all
okay,
the stuff. And I didn't think she was any good.
No, she wasn't good
terrible.
At all. She wasn't
terrible.
Good at all. And then Simon said it was one of the best auditions he'd ever seen.
She was terrible.
It was,
not
off-key
for at least half the
but
song.
But you know what? I think some of those auditions loses something when we see it on TV. Like maybe if you saw it live, it was
yeah, it could be. But
different.
She was off-key for at least half
yeah,
the song.
I agree. She was too many vocal acrobats.
Yeah, but I don't know where they're going with this whole mentoring thing. I just
yeah,
you know what?
We'll
I don't
see.
Care who's mentoring who. I don't.
Just saying, so we can vote you on or off.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah. That's it.
Next, let's talk about Ringer.
Okay, Ringer, the new show with Sarah Michelle Gellar, who plays twin sisters.
Mm-hmm.
One of whom has a privileged life of luxury, and the other of whom is
a stripper,
drugged out crack whore. And then their lives get irreparably commingled.
Right? How many episodes of this have you seen so far?
Two.
Yes, I haven't seen the newest one. I've seen two as well.
Yeah,
and I have to say I'm going to call it a guilty pleasure for myself because parts of it are so contrived.
Yeah.
That I mean, you're just like, oh, come on.
Right. Right.
Let's okay. This isn't.
We can talk about it. We're nobody's
a little.
Gonna...
Let's talk about it. Let's not give too much away, and let's not give too much of the plot. I mean, let's not go
okay.
into like what's happened.
All right.
But that scene in the second episode where the cell
the
phone
party.
Goes off in the party from the trunk.
Come on.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely
but
ridiculous.
I find myself enjoying it.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. And I like that there's a lot that you don't know like what's going
right.
on.
It
which
unravels
is cool.
with
right.
each episode.
Right. So that's cool. But some other dumb things, like, you know, her calling her handler. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like somebody's going to be checking those phone records,
right.
you know? I don't know. There's a lot of dumb stuff in there. But yeah, it's entertaining, definitely. So what do we have next? New Girl. Okay, so this is one of those shows. You know, sitcoms are really tricky because they're almost always terrible. And this is one with a big name star who's never really done TV before, Zooey Deschanel, who, as you know, I love.
I do as well.
Jovi from Elf, of course, among many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched the first
summer
episode.
Summer from 500 Days of Summer.
Never saw that.
You should.
Yeah,
it's very good.
I've heard that. So we watched the first episode. Hilarious.
Yes.
It was so funny.
Yes.
So funny. And she is just so, as always, lovable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the little quirkiness of her character, how she likes to sing things and... And
when she sings that song in the first episode, and one of her roommates is like, "Did you just make up a song about yourself?" That was really
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's great. And the second episode is great too.
Is it? Yeah, I can't wait to see it. We haven't seen that yet, but definitely, especially if you like her, don't miss it because it's really good. It's really good.
Okay, the next thing I purposely not talked to you about because I want us to have this discussion on the air. We have not talked about this show at all together.
No. I've only seen the first episode.
So have I.
Okay, the pilot.
It was enough for me.
Oh, you never want to see it again?
Oh, my God. It is the worst show ever. And I knew you were going to like it, and I knew that
no,
that's why we
no.
should have this discussion
think it,
here.
I don't think it's a fantastic show or
it's
anything.
Terrible.
But did you watch the whole thing?
Cringeworthy. All 2 hours. Terrible.
I don't know that I thought
Terra Nova,
it was that
by
bad.
The way, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about Terra Nova. I don't think I thought it was
the
that bad.
The worst writing. The music is like...
It's
so melodramatic
it's weird.
Over the top.
It is weird music.
Oh,
it's just weird.
Oh, my God. It's like... I mean, I could see what they're trying to do.
Right.
But the writing...
I told you, it's Jurassic Park, the series.
Yes. But the writing and the acting is so abhorrent, I can't even, like... It's laugh out loud
okay.
terrible.
Here's the thing, though. If this was on Sci-Fi, you would have been more lenient than if you knew Steven Spielberg.
No, I have the same criteria for something that's good or bad.
But don't you find it, funny that there are two Steven Spielberg-related... sci-fi series on TV right now, and both of them have absolutely terrible writing.
No, you know what? I think that Falling Skies is an Academy Award winner compared to this. I do. I mean, because Falling Skies, I can forgive a little of it. This is, oh my God, it's
well, what's
terrible.
The difference? I mean, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying.
Because
asking.
It's bad in times. I mean, there's certain like little dialogues in Falling Skies that are bad, but the story, I think, is great. This is just, you know, story hasn't really done much yet, so I can't judge so much, but the dialogue and the overacting and the ridiculous, oh my God, I hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it as much as
and
you
it's
did.
Too polished. Everything is too clean and pristine.
Well, I don't know if I would agree with that because the first part of the show takes place in
the first
future,
part was cooler than when they get
in
to
the future
the, yeah
and the new part takes place in the extreme
I just say
past.
I like the first 10 minutes
yeah There was some stuff. I mean, okay, let's put it this way. Yeah, the writing is totally cheesy. The music is very strange. But I thought the action was really well paced and was there was some nice tension in it. Didn't you think? In that whole scene where they were stuck out in the...
I had already made up my mind at that point.
And didn't you like the mystery of like why they're really there and everything?
I don't
really?
Care. Yeah.
Oh, see, I was intrigued by that.
Yeah.
Especially since you find out it was the guy's son and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Are you making something up?
What are you talking about?
It lost me at the end. I had it on and I was doing something else.
Oh, no, there was some cool stuff at the end. Like, because remember the one guy's son went missing?
I'm out.
You remember the one guy talked about? You don't have to be in. I'm just telling you. Remember the guy who's like in charge, right?
Right.
He said his son went missing a few years ago. You found out his son was the one who had been drawing all that stuff by the waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
And that the people, the Sixers, the woman who's in charge of the Sixers and somebody else from them were talking about how it was him that had drawn that stuff. And the one of the other guys was like, why do you think he's doing it? And she's like, probably just to piss off his old man. Because he knows that, you know, he knows that he would never want him. He knows that he would never want anyone else to find out the real reason why they're here. And they made some allusion to, you know, if you can control the past, you can control the future, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh.
But, no, but
just
I'm,
the contrivances that just came out of your mouth retelling it.
Yeah. I was paraphrasing. God, I still want to see where it goes. I always like to see where the stories go.
I never want that on my TV again.
Well, I guess it's not going to be then.
And it didn't do well, so...
It didn't?
No, it won't be around for
a
while. All right.
All right, what's next?
Modern Family.
Modern Family, I only saw the first two, but they were both excellent.
Very funny.
First one at the Dude Ranch, which I thought was kind of funny. Where's that guy from? The guy who worked at the Dude Ranch?
I want to say that's the same guy from Minority Report. What's that actor's name?
Minority Report?
Yeah. Remember the guy who was in charge of all the...
Boy, I really don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Oh, hold on.
But he was pretty funny as the Dude Ranch guy. And then the second episode where Cam and Mitch were going to announce that they were adopting a boy now, that was very funny as well. And the subplot in that was that Manny stole something from somebody at school and Jay wanted him to go, you know, man up and apologize to the principal. But Gloria, like, swept the whole thing under the rug. That was pretty funny. Oh, and then the other subplot was Phil knocking down Claire in a grocery store because he was too busy flirting with some hot woman.
Tim Blake Nelson? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
From Oh Brother, We're Out Thou also.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh Brother, We're Out.
Oh, I never saw that.
That's hard to say really fast.
Never saw that.
I believe it was him, though.
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah, it was. Hank.
Hank. Yeah, he was funny. Can I see that? Because I want to see what else he was in.
Oh, yeah.
Just bring it back. Will it go back to the same place? Yep. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
All right. So it's to me to talk about the things I've seen. So you did not see Playboy Club?
No.
Do not.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
It's bad.
I heard it was bad.
I'll just say that. Two Broke Girls is another new sitcom.
Okay.
And it had some funny moments.
Yeah.
I'd check it out again.
Yeah.
It's a little, some of the jokes were a little racy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how racy?
Like, within the first 5 minutes, she says vagina.
Well, that's not that racy. It's just a...
Well, I mean, on a sitcom.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, a primetime, like, 7 o'clock, 7:30 sitcom.
Yeah.
Whitney has got to be the worst new show on TV.
It's terrible. Bad, huh?
First of all, it's got a laugh track. Well, yeah. They say it's filmed for a live studio audience, but you know in those cases they add a laugh track to fluff up the laughter. And, it's so awkward now to watch a comedy with a laugh track or, you know, with laughter.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking of? That guy from Tim Blake Nelson? He was in that movie Holes. That's what I was thinking of him in.
But, I mean, it's especially out of place to hear that laughter when the jokes
are not
funny. Oh, my God, they're not funny at all.
Yeah.
That show, I predict by the time we record again, that show will be canceled.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I really do. The Office back on, and I have to say, the last two episodes, very, very funny.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want me to not ruin anything?
You can talk about it. If you want to talk about it, you can talk about it.
James Spader, who was one of the candidates to take over Michael's position, had talked his way into taking Kathy Bates' position as CEO of the company.
Okay.
So he had made Andy Bernard the new manager.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's
it's
so funny.
So funny.
That is funny. So Andy's now in charge of the office?
Andy's in charge. And it's funny, that one of the last lines from James Spader in the last episode was, the reason I picked Andy is because I find that people are easily inspired by ineptitude.
That's awesome. So is he pretty... Now, you never saw him on Boston Legal, did you?
No, but he's great on this.
He was great on that show. But I'm wondering if his character is similar to what it was on Boston Legal.
You'll have to see.
Is he bigger, you know, is he big or little?
Is he what?
Is he big or little?
His size?
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's very cold and like...
Same character, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold and kind of methodical.
Yeah, but he'll just go up and be like, so what have you done today? Like, very like...
Right. Right. Yeah. Sounds like very similar.
Not likable, but yet you don't root against him.
Right.
I don't know how to...
Yeah. I mean, that's very much the way his character was on Boston Legal, because he was a jerk.
Yeah.
And but you knew that, but he was very passionate about the stuff that he cared about, and a lot of the stuff that he cared about was very good, positive stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you liked him even though he was like kind of a jerk.
But here he's BS'd his way into everything he's done. So yeah. So that's kind of why you root for him, because you know he's not really.
So is Kathy Bates off the show then?
Yeah.
And yeah. How did
he talked her out of her own job?
That's hilarious.
And they explain that within the first 5 minutes of the pilot. That's, or of the, you know,
the
first
season,
episode.
Yeah. That's funny.
Parks and Recreation, the last episode was one of the funniest.
Yeah.
Love it.
Good show.
It's really at its peak right now.
Wow.
I hope it can maintain that. A show that is I'm pretty much done with.
Okay.
Is next. Glee.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm still watching it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons that you and I both liked it were the musical numbers were great, and they would take, you know, give their own spin on
sure.
like, popular song. Now, like, every song they do is some – Kirk did some obscure song from Funny Girl, and I only know that because he said before he sang it, this is from Funny Girl.
Right.
Like, they're doing all these obscure Broadway musicals. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would imagine that kids – you know, because I would assume
they're not going to know that stuff.
They're not going to know that right. and care about it either. They right. want to hear them singing the Beyonce and the Katy
right.
Perry songs.
Right. Oh, I wouldn't have even known those, but I like them when they're doing all the 70s
and 80s stuff. Teenagers nowadays.
Yeah,
right.
That.
They're not going to know some obscure song from Funny Girl.
No, probably not.
Or Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from Wizard of Oz was the song they did
Well, they didn't. The kids would know that.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
Yeah, but who cares?
Who wants to hear a jazzy rendition of that?
Right. Well, depends on how jazzy.
Not that jazzy.
No.
I want to talk about. Well, let's talk about Up All Night. You have not seen
it. I have
this
not
yet,
seen
right?
that.
It's good. It's good. It's got some really good things about it. You and I have both agreed because we've talked off air. I don't like Will Arnett
yeah.
in this role.
It's hard for me to watch.
You can't
him
warm
in
up to him.
Yeah.
For me, he will always be Job, and anyone who watches Arrested Development will know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I've never even seen that, but it's just every time I see him, he makes me cringe. He's just so unlikable. Yeah.
But once, because you need to start watching Arrested Development. When you watch that, you'll appreciate him because he's playing a very unlikable
right.
character.
Right.
And he's good at it, and he's funny in it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But it's funny. I mean, it's well written.
Yeah.
Christina Applegate's great in it. Maya Rudolph kind of steals it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next I want to talk about a new daytime show.
Okay.
It's called The Chew.
Yeah.
It's The View, but it's
with guys.
No, with chefs.
Ah.
One of them being Carla from Top Chef.
Who?
Carla.
Oh, Carla. Okay.
It's Carla, Mario Batali, Daphne Oz.
And it's the same four people every time?
Five people.
Okay.
One guy I don't like, I think his last name is Simon. He's loud, like New Yorker, like
yeah.
kind of in your face. But what's cool about it is it's all food related.
That is cool.
So like each one of them, like one or two of them will cook each episode.
Yeah.
And then all the topics they discuss are food related.
Yeah.
I'm really
cool.
enjoying it.
That's pretty cool. Is it on Food Network?
No, it's on an hour after The View. So it's on noon.
Oh, okay.
On Channel 7.
Speaking of food personalities, did you see that Fabio is doing commercials for Domino's Pizza?
Yeah, but what's funny is it's kind of a rip.
He's like ripping on him
yeah.
in the commercials.
Well.
A little bit.
Or they're ripping on him a little as well.
Yeah, it's yeah. playful. It's playful.
It's playful. Yeah.
But you know, Domino's keeps trying to like redeem themselves, and it just doesn't work.
You know what? I have to tell you, I like Domino's. I order Domino's. Once every couple weeks.
Really?
I really enjoy Domino's.
I had not had Domino's since college until last year when they did that first campaign where it was like, hey, you know, we know our pizza sucks and we're doing something about it. So come try our new pizza. We'll guarantee that you love it. And it tasted exactly the same as the old pizza.
Yeah,
like,
there's not much
tell.
Of a difference. But I have to say, I like Domino's.
But the pizza that he was advertising actually looked pretty good.
The artisan pizza.
Yeah, it looked better. So I might give that a try sometime just to check it out.
Yeah, I like Domino's.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, the problem is there's just nothing about it that tastes fresh. It tastes very canned.
No, but I mean, you're getting a pizza from Domino's, so,
yeah,
you know.
But still, I mean, I think Little Caesar's pizza is a million times better, for instance.
No way.
Definitely. But you know who I think is worst?
Pizza Hut is the worst.
No, Pizza Hut has some good pizzas. Better than Domino's.
You've
but
lost
you know,
all credibility.
You know whose pizza I think is the worst, though? Is Papa John's. Their pizza is terrible.
I don't think I've ever had a Papa
terrible.
John's.
Terrible. Terrible pizza.
You know what's not terrible is Sarpino's?
I love Sarpino's.
Yeah.
Their sausage pizza is great. Because they cut the sausage, like, the long way. So you get these, like, strips of sausage. They have a good pizza. And their sauce is pretty good. I like it. But there's something about that whole organization that, like...
What, Sarpino's?
Yeah. That, like,
I know
seems
about.
Shady to me.
Why?
I don't know. I just always feel like it's a money laundering organization or something. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know where I'm getting that impression from, but...
Now, you have seen Pan Am, correct?
I have seen Pan Am, and I loved the pilot. Loved it. I thought it was really fun.
I actually was able to find it after you told me that you liked it, and I have that and the second episode taped.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one yet, but I really enjoyed the first one.
I'm a little worried about it because I have talked to girls who have seen it, and they are comparing it to Desperate Housewives, which makes it think, not that they're similar, but that it's like chick TV. So,
Well, I don't really like chick TV, and I liked it, so.
Well, you liked Desperate Housewives when it first came on.
When it first came on.
That's chick TV.
When it first came on, it was not necessarily chick TV.
Absolutely it was.
No, it wasn't. There was a lot of like murder and mystery and all that kind of stuff, and that's the stuff that I like, because there's like some spy stuff in this and some other cool stuff going on. But yeah, there's a fair amount of intrigue in the pilot, at least. I don't know how the second one's going to be. But I really enjoyed it. And visually,
it's got to be better than Playboy.
I love stuff that takes place in that time period. You know, I can't wait to start watching Mad Men, but anyway. And then we also started watching season 6 of Supernatural, which is interesting because, see, at the end of season 5, Sam is gone because he pushes the devil into a hole and the hole seals up behind both of them.
This is before or after prom?
Is this a CW show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it?
There's never been a prom on this show, as far as I know.
It's coming.
There's always
Well,
first
a prom.
Of all, they're way beyond, they're like beyond college years, so they're not kids.
So it's a creepy prom episode.
Sure. So Sam is back at the beginning of this episode, or the season, and you get about 5 or 6 episodes in before you realize how he's back. Because he doesn't even know how he's back. He doesn't know how he got out of hell. And, you know.
So he's like a bat out of hell.
Except in human form. Right. And he still looks exactly like.
So he's like Batman out of hell.
But he still looks just like Sam. There's no costume. There's
but he could put on a costume.
He could put on a costume and be very much like Batman out of hell. Okay. Right. Anywhere else you want to go with that?
No.
Okay. So it's, you know, it's a little, when you find out why he's there and how you still don't know how he got out, but when you find out why he's there, it's a little bit like, oh, well, I'm glad they came up with a convenient excuse for
him. Is this show still on?
Yes, it is.
And what season is it currently in?
7, and we're watching season 6.
Ah, so you're fairly close.
Yeah, but of course, like every other studio, they release the DVDs after the new season starts so that you have no chance of letting their advertisers make money by watching the show live since you're still a season behind.
Yeah, why do they do that?
I don't know. I do not know.
It does not make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And they all do it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, I would like to get caught up before the new season starts so we can watch the new season.
I think the
on
reason
TV.
They do that is because they want people to watch the reruns.
But I won't watch them.
You won't, but my mother will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sure that's the reason, right? What else would the reason be?
I don't know. They're just dumb.
But you know what? You know what? That argument doesn't make sense, though, because my mother would never go out and buy the DVDs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my mother will still
watch
the rerun.
But then she would never buy them.
She would never buy the DVD.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know why they do it. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Because then you can't get caught up. You can't watch it live, you know? But whatever. So, yeah, enjoying that. We're about 7 episodes in now. Good stuff. And then we had to stop in the middle of an episode because our son woke up again. That's really not a show you can watch with a 3-year-old. No. No. Not at all. But it's fun. There's a lot of
not even the special prime episode.
What? I don't think there is one.
It's coming.
This is the one. There's one TV series in the CW apparently that has no prom. But that's all I got. You want to talk about some?
You want to say anything else about Terra Nova?
No,
I purposely didn't say a word to you about it because I'm like, I bet he likes it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, I thought it was not. You know, good. I thought it was. Let's put it this way: there's enough of a hook to keep me watching. Okay. You know what I mean? So, all right, there you go.
Ready for miscellaneous?
Plus, I do like that guy from Avatar. I like him. I think he's got a really good presence.
I don't like him.
You don't like that guy?
No, he's a total overactor.
Well, you know, that's the director's fault. Unless we're talking about Harrison Ford, and then it's his fault.
But I mean, he was over actor in Avatar as well, so it could be him.
I'm sure he was directed that way. You kidding? With James Cameron, nobody's going to do anything in a James Cameron movie that James Cameron doesn't want done.
Right. Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
I have here are some great TV news, but I'm saying here are some fantastic TV news.
Okay.
The long-awaited Arrested Development movie will now officially happen, but there will be a new season of 10 episodes first.
Wow.
That's some huge news.
That is huge news.
Because many of the cast are currently tied up with other projects, the new season and film won't go into production until the summer of 2012.
Wow.
So they're going to film it all together, yeah. Like make it all in one big chunk.
Right.
Then they release the 10 episodes and then finalize it all with a movie.
That's pretty cool.
Totally
cool. So now how many seasons were there?
3.
Okay.
There were 53 episodes.
And then when did the third season end?
Oh, it was a while ago. Probably like 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay. So wow, they're just going to do a new season out of the blue and then do a movie.
Yeah. And I have to be honest, I'm still watching. I probably have 20 episodes left.
Yeah.
Maybe not even. So I don't know how it ends. So I don't know if they kind of, I think they knew they were ending. So
I still don't even know what the show's about, so
I wouldn't even ruin it for you. You need to start watching.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll start watching.
Because it's really funny.
Yeah.
Fox has already picked up New Girl for a full season.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. I haven't heard much other. I hear that some of the shows that are in trouble already are Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's why it's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because people have forgotten about it.
I guess.
And what's that other one? That one with Maria Bello.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Prime Suspect.
Oh, okay. We couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
I know some people who really thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah, but they're old.
Anyway, I hear they're in trouble, but I'm sure as...
Old people? Yeah, they're all on their way out. Yeah.
It's terrible. Here, you'll like this. Star Trek The Next Generation is getting an HD facelift.
I saw this.
The new crisper and cleaner version should be available next year for the series 20.
Yeah, so they're going to retransfer everything to HD and start releasing...
Because it was filmed and not taped, so they're able to do that.
Right.
Pretty exciting.
That is pretty cool. And you want to see some cheesy sci-fi on television, you go back and watch The Next Generation. Yeah. I mean, fantastic show, but man, is it cheesy. Because it's so removed from reality. Like, everything, you know, it's like, when you talk about, normally when we talk about sci-fi movies and TV shows, and we talk about, like, the lack of humor, or the humor that's in them or whatever, we're referring to the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, the humor that you would find in, like, Terminator or... You know, Aliens, you know, movies like that. I'm both James Cameron things, but The Matrix, you know, it's funny. It adds a little bit of levity to, you know, the tension that's going on in the story. Right. Star Trek humor is completely its own brand of humor. It's like the nerdiest of nerd geek humor. And it only works within
its own world.
Within its own world. There are very, very few things within Star Trek, at least in my opinion, that are funny outside of Star Trek. Now, I won't apply that to the J.J. Abrams movie because I think that was just a good movie all around. But in The Next Generation,
and he was trying to appeal to a much wider audience.
And to a more contemporary audience.
Right.
But, I mean, it's such a great show. I mean, it's really, really excellent science fiction, you know. It's really good. So that's very cool. I may actually get that. Especially if they do a big box set and it doesn't take up too much space.
Sure. Really? But you would not buy because of the space it took?
No, I'm just saying that would be preferable. You know? I got limited storage for my media, you know.
But you have an entire room of Legos.
Right behind the wall that stores all the media. Actually.
Finally, ABC has started ABC has started taping a celebrity season of the reality show Wife Swap.
Why would I like that?
Because the first celebrity featured, Gary Busey.
I can't believe anyone would marry that guy. Exactly. Or even stay married to him.
Exactly. And can you imagine being the wife that all of a sudden has to live with Gary Busey for a week?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Who's he going to swap with? Like Pat Robertson or somebody?
Well, I don't know if the other couple is celebrity
dead?
As
Did
well.
Did I just name a dead celebrity? Pat Robertson, is he dead? He's not really a celebrity, is he?
Cliff Robertson just died recently. Maybe that's...
No, I probably wasn't thinking of Cliff Robertson.
But really, no, I mean, that's the funny thing. First of all, who'd marry Gary Busey?
Right.
And second of all, what poor soul has to live with Gary Busey for a week?
That's ridiculous. You think Trump is going to be on it? Because that would really be funny.
No, he wouldn't be on
I'd
that.
Watch that.
He wouldn't be on there.
But, okay, so is that it for TV?
That's all I got.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. What have you seen? You've seen a lot of stuff here. Wow.
No, I've seen two things. You've seen more than I have.
Wait. I see. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, I'll preface then by saying what you see there. I have not seen anything for my classic film project this episode. I was in Italy.
Or as they would say on The Price is Right.
Boom, boom, boom. I have, however, seen a couple movies on the plane on my old iPad.
Okay.
First, I will talk about Source Code first.
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. I was dozing a little in and out, so I didn't get the whole explanation as to how they were able to
do
that
stuff.
Makes
it a little tough to follow.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as the action part of it, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
And I like the Joe Geronimo.
Yeah, Joe Geronimo.
But I have to say, even not knowing...
And Mishy Monocle, did you like her?
I have to say, even not being able to follow the whole reason why they were able to do what they were able to do, at the end...
Something happens at the end where you're like, well, how's that work?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you agreed with me.
Yeah,
so
definitely,
at least I was like not off base to
think. No. Even knowing... In fact, if you knew, it would make even less sense.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's...
But entertaining, and there's some cool. I think it's really cool that they were pretty specific and right about the parts of Chicago that they showed, but the train that they're on is not called what we call our train here.
Right.
I mean,
they call it the Metra or the.
We call it the Metra, and they called it the like Chicago Rapid
Transit or CRT something.
Right.
I don't know.
But I understand because there's a plane or a train blowing up in it. So
right. So you don't really want to be associated with that.
Right. Yeah. Even though it's really your only form of transportation, so what other option is there?
Exactly. I like it.
Yeah,
I like that.
It
movie.
Was entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, it for what it was good. And I like that Michelle Monaghan. I've never seen her before.
Yeah. AKA Mishy Monocle.
Mishy Monocle. Yeah.
I'm still surprised that you've never seen her before. She's been in like a million things.
I know, but I've never seen any of those things. I also saw Cedar Rapids,
okay,
which I really enjoyed.
Now, who's the main people in that?
Ed Helms,
okay,
John C. Reilly,
right,
Anne Heche, who I didn't know it was Anne Heche till like halfway through.
Why, she looked different?
Yeah. Well,
Of makeup, or she just looks different these days?
She just looks different these days.
Really?
And she was great in it. In fact, I will predict now, Oscar nomination.
Are you kidding me?
No, she was great.
Let me see a current picture of her. I'm wondering what could possibly be so different about her that you wouldn't even know it was her.
Well, you know, I'm used to the short pixie blonde hair and like...
Yeah. What does she look like, Portia de Rossi now? Because isn't that her girlfriend?
No. She's playing like a suburban like...
House mom.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then if it was these suburbs, they should have gone back to the short spiky hair. If you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And I think
I
you
gotcha.
Do. I'm just waiting for the picture.
Well, I'm trying to find a good one. Hold on.
While you are trying to find that picture, I will play Chuck Mangione's theme from Cannonball Run.
All right, I found it. Please stop. Please stop.
Let's see.
Oh, give me that.
Oh, yeah. She, I don't know who
she's
she
looks almost
like.
Got a little, you know, the girl that was on The Office that played Holly?
Yeah.
Her character's a little like
but
that.
But that's not even who I was thinking. I was almost thinking, I can't even think of her name now. I don't know.
But you could see how I would make,
yeah.
I mean, I realized
yeah,
halfway
yeah.
through.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, she was so good in it, and I always think of Anne Heche as so unlikable that I would never like her in anything.
Right.
Even though some of the older stuff I've seen her in, I've liked her in.
Yeah, right. I know what you're saying, though.
But
because
but
she's one of those people that you've heard so many stories about
right.
that you just kind of like, you know, I don't really like
right.
her.
Right. Yeah. She's ooky.
None of them are good.
She's ooky.
She is ooky.
Yeah.
I'm going to give
but
you
But I have to say, this movie's great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Sigourney Weaver's in it.
Yeah.
She's really good in it.
Well, I need some good Sigourney Weaver after that stinker Paul that I saw her in.
Have you seen her in the commercials for that new Taylor Lautner movie, Abduction?
No.
What's she doing in that?
No. I didn't even know what that means.
It's some new action movie he's in. Doug Benson on one of the other podcasts said that Taylor Lautner puts ab in the movie Abduction. Puts the ab in Abduction.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
That is funny. In one of the episodes of Supernatural that we watched, they were trying to break into some kid's computer, and she was like a total goth girl and into vampire, you know, like lifestyle and all that. So the one brother was like, try Lautner as her password. And so he types it in, and he's like, no, that's not it. He's like, hey, how do you spell patents? Oh, that was it. which is kind of funny.
One other thing I want to say about this movie is what I like about it, it's a good character piece. For all the characters, it's a piece on, and they're very three dimensional. I mean, the John C. Reilly character is very unlikable at the beginning, but then you kind of see more to him than it just being like.
Does he play a like a regular type of person, or does he play some kind of weirdo?
Not a weirdo, but he plays kind of like a dirtbag. Not a dirtbag, even like kind of a tool. That's the word I'll use. But then you see other layers of him through the movie.
Yeah, that's
and by
cool.
the end, you like him.
That's cool. Yeah, I like
so,
that.
I
like
but
that
I definitely
do.
Recommend this movie. It's really like written well, really
it's
funny.
It's on demand right now. Maybe.
I would imagine, yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Because I got it off of iTunes.
Yeah. I have to check that out.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. So that's it for your movies. We saw the movie Drive with, what's his name?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, who I normally don't like, but I really.
How can you even say that?
Because usually he plays somebody very unlikable. That's why I don't like him.
Give me
and he's
kind of
well, the first movie he was in with Sandra Bullock, where he was like a creepy obsessed kid, and he always plays kind of a sniveling rat boy kind
of
character. You know what I mean?
You
and
haven't
I typically,
seen any of his movies.
Well, I didn't see The Notebook, if that's what you're implying.
I'm not implying that.
Okay, but anyway, I do like him in the spoof of The Notebook that they show at the movie theaters about the people
yes.
who should stop texting. She puked. I helped clean it up, and then they kiss. He was great in this, and it's a really cool little movie. If you didn't see certain things in the film that you knew placed it today, you would swear this movie was made in the 80s.
I like that about it.
Not only the way it was made, but the music. I mean, the music
but
is
But I've heard
like,
a lot of complaints about people about the music.
Well, it's totally cheesy. It's like 80s synthesizer music.
And they
music.
Say it doesn't fit. Like every time the music comes on, it like kind of jars you a little.
It's jarring because it's 80s synthesizer music. And like, remember how in the 80s, even in a movie like Terminator, remember if you think about the Terminator
right,
soundtrack?
Right.
It's like some band that they found at a bar and asked them to record a song for their soundtrack. It's like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And really cheesy synthesizer music. But I'm telling you, it's got a super cool intro. And it's a really, really entertaining, incredibly tense movie.
Maybe later today.
Really tense. Really tense.
Very tense. I hear Albert Brooks is great in it. And not
he's
ever seen him before.
Fantastic. Because not only is he like scary, but he's really, really natural. Like there's this great scene with him, most of the way towards the end of the movie.
So he's scary and natural. He's scatural.
He is scatural. He's very scatural. He's fantastic in it. Like, you'll have an unbelievable amount of newfound respect for him as an actor.
Well, I have a lot of respect for him to begin with.
And as the brother of Super Dave Osborne.
Yes.
So, and then we also saw... Do you want me to talk about Drive in terms of what it's about or anything? No.
Because I will see it today.
Okay. Then we also saw Contagion, which has a cast of thousands. Uh-huh. Many, many famous people. You got What's her name? The main one. The girl.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
You got her.
Kate Winslet.
You got the Kate Winslet.
Matt Damon. I was gonna say Matt Dillon.
You got Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fish. You got the fish.
You got, what's her name? Amelie.
You got the
Marianne Dame, Cotillard.
You got the
was she Amelie?
No.
Okay. Well,
was Edith Piaf.
Oh, okay. Well, Marianne Cotillard is in this.
Who I love.
So whatever she was in. Lots of people you'll recognize. Mm-hmm. Really good movie for its genre. One of the best.
Really?
Because, you know, a lot of people...
liked it that much?
Yeah. I mean, for this genre, it's a fantastic movie.
You know, I thought the trailer looked really cool, but then, like, I'm like, I don't know.
It's really well done, and it's...
It looks like a downer.
There's something... Well, of course it's a downer. It's about an outbreak of a deadly disease.
I got enough drama in my life right now.
No, no, no. I'm telling you, you'll really like this movie.
Yeah.
Really good. And
can people with a cold?
Oh, Jude Law is in it.
Can people with a cold?
I wouldn't recommend it. It's probably more dangerous for them, but they can. I mean, legally.
So wait. Let me get this straight. You got the Matt Damon.
Yeah, you got the Matt Damon.
And you got the Jude Law.
And the Jude Law.
So it's like Talented Mr. Ripley 2.
In many
ways. But with a virus.
With a virus, right. That killed Patrick Seymour Hoffman or whatever. Philip. Whatever. Yeah, it's just like that. It's just like that. Wow. No, it's a movie about...
And the Paltrow. The Paltrow was in that, too.
The Paltrow was in it, yeah. But it's a movie about a deadly virus, and it's extremely deadly.
I notice
deadly.
That you say Paltrow when I say Paltrow.
Yeah. Well, because I think you think she's more of a paltry performer than I do, which and you is think almost
of her,
impossible.
And you think of her as more of a pal.
No, I think we should switch. I'm going to start calling her Paltrow. Based on that explanation, I'm going to have to go with Paltrow at this point. Well, Paltrow, I would associate more with like a, you know, Italian, Spanish, European kind of thing. The, you know, that A sound, the ah. Yeah.
So you want to give Paltrow. Her the Chicago Paltrow.
Yeah, she's like, you know,
on the south side
like,
Paltrow.
Like
on the
Irish.
South side Paltrows.
Oh, you mean on the Berwyn Paltrows? Yeah, I know Gwyneth, little Gwynny Paltrow. Yeah. Used to hang out at the playground with her. Now we just go down on the boats and play blackjack and roulette. Yeah.
What's the yeah?
I knew you talked exactly like that. He's from Berwyn. Yeah. I'm going to go stay over by my mom's this weekend. Really? Like what? Down the street on the curb? I mean, at your mom's house? Or just by your ma's house?
Why don't you continue talking about Contagion?
So it's very creepy and it's very, very clever. Like there's some cool, really cool stuff that they do in the movie in terms of how they tell the story that's really neat.
Oh, I like cool storytelling devices.
It's cool. It's cool. And I think you'll be surprised by...
Oh, there's twists.
There's twists.
And turns.
And turns.
Wow.
And Jude Law's character, I think it was a really good addition to the story because it... brings up some very interesting points about conspiracies related to all of these things.
Uh-huh. Without, you love your conspiracy theories.
Without, and I love conspiracy
theories. You do love
theory.
Your conspiracy
but
theories.
What's nice about this is without actually saying, you know, this is not like a Robert Redford movie, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, little people good, government bad. You know what I mean? It's not that kind of film.
I didn't realize that was a... Well, I didn't see that. You're talking about that Lions for Lambs thing?
Oh, terrible film. Yeah. Absolutely terrible. Terrible.
Didn't see it.
Terrible movie. But anyway, yeah, very good. Highly recommend it.
Oh, that's good.
And creepy. Super creepy.
Super creepy.
Super creepy. Yeah.
So it could be called Contagion : Creepshow.
Sure.
Creepshow 2.
Creepshow
Contagion.
2. The Legend of Mr. Ripley. Right. Exactly. I think that's they're probably
like
on video.
That.
That'll be the unedited or... misedited or extra edited version.
That's nice.
Something like that. You can't really have an unedited version. I think I was thinking unrated.
Right.
Not unedited. That'd be too long. You can't even fit that on a DVD.
How many times do we have to see this scene?
Why is she laughing? That's not even funny. So that's all I saw. Oh, no, wait. That's not all I saw.
No,
so
you got
I
more
saw,
to talk about. Come on. You got two other things here.
I saw most of Bridesmaids. I'm having a lot of trouble with Comcast On Demand right now. So I got Bridesmaids, and I watched most of it, and I really enjoyed it.
The problem is you just take these troubles, and you don't call and complain about it.
Well, I never.
At least get the credit for the movie.
I will. I'll call. Don't worry. They'll give it to me.
If you wait too long, then
you've
waited
too
long.
No, I'll take care of it. But so I watched most of it.
Do you
want to
pause right now so you can call and take care of it?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'll do it after. I got too much stuff to do today. So I went back to watch it later to finish watching because I only had like probably 15, 20 minutes left. And... It wouldn't work. It just kept giving me an error message.
Did you get to the part where she's trying to get his attention while he's on the road?
Yeah.
She keeps driving by him?
Yeah.
That's a funny scene.
It was funny. I mean, I didn't think it was as funny as, you know. I think overall, I didn't think the movie was as funny as you did. But I thought it was very funny. Yeah. I hated the bridal shop scene. I thought that was...
Yeah. You know, I'm not a fan of that kind of humor either.
Went too far. And, but there was a lot of stuff that I liked. And I really, really liked the guy who played the cop.
Yeah.
Really liked him a lot. I'd never seen him in anything before. Somebody told me about some movie that he was in, but I didn't see it. But he was great. And there was a lot of, you know, good stuff in it. Definitely very funny. That Megan character was hilarious. But, you know, I want to see how it ends. You know?
You should. It's good.
I know. So, anyway. And then I saw about half of Young Frankenstein, and I know I'm going to get flack for this. I've never seen the movie before. This is not a movie you can watch for the first time in this day and age if you've seen a lot of comedies before and enjoy. I don't think I even smiled during the film, the first half of the movie, much less laughed. Because I'm totally willing to concede that for its time, it was probably, you know, extremely funny and probably did a lot of funny things that had not been done before. But seeing it now for the first time, there's so many comedies that have been out since then that have probably drawn on it as inspiration and have, you know, expanded on that type of humor that I just couldn't find anything funny. I mean, the pacing, and I know some of the pacing was because they were doing an homage to the old monster movies.
Right.
But the pacing was so slow.
It's not an homage.
Jokes,
it's a spoof.
The jokes were so... Well, no, I think there was a lot of homage in there. Don't you think?
He was more spoofing that than... Well, yeah, he's obviously by spoofing it, he's doing an homage to it, but it wasn't...
Well, not really, because a lot of spoofs are just outright making fun of those. I thought this was an homage to the storytelling style and the visual aesthetics of those kind of movies, but just making it into a goofy comedy. Because it wasn't really, there's nothing in the monster movie genre that the movie really spoofed. It was just like a wacky comedy. You know what I mean?
Spoofing the Frankenstein story.
I think we have different definitions of spoof.
Maybe.
Because like, if you look at a movie like Scary Movie, it's a spoof of horror movies because it's taking all the tropes from those movies and making fun of them and making them ridiculous. I didn't feel that this was doing that. I thought it was just...
All right.
I thought it
by
was
that
just,
definition, I agree.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, this was more of a comic twist.
Right.
On...
It was a comic, a wacky comic version of a Frankenstein.
Right. That's what I would consider a spoof. Or maybe that's a satire. Then what's the difference between a spoof and a satire?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I didn't really see this as a spoof. But I just didn't think it was funny. Like, the jokes were so tired and... But again, if it was the first time you'd ever seen that kind of humor, yeah. then I'm sure it was hilarious when you first
I
saw
I grew
it.
Up with it, so I revere it.
I didn't even want to see the second half. So
yeah. Well,
if my on-demand...
Madeline Kahn is the best part of that movie, and later is...
Oh, yeah, because I only saw her in one scene at the very beginning.
She steals it later.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go back and watch it then.
Sure, it's good.
She's still doing anything? She's still
She's
acting
dead.
These days? So no?
No.
Not really?
Just laying there.
Okay. Wow. That's it. I'm done with movies.
Miscellaneous, you ready?
Yes, please.
Warner Brothers has chosen Christopher Nolan to direct a new Twilight Zone movie.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you know, you could... This is one of those things, like an Asteroids movie, where you could just take a movie with, you know...
Yeah.
Little twists and turns and...
Did we already talk about, speaking of that, did we already talk about the preview that's out for the Battleship movie?
Yes,
okay.
We have.
All right.
Stephen King's next book release will be a sequel to his classic, The Shining. Studios are already fighting over film rights.
And also, speaking of trailers, the trailer for the new Thing remake actually looks pretty decent.
Yeah, looks good.
Looks nice and creepy. Didn't he retire like 2 or 3 times?
Who?
Stephen King. Doesn't he keep telling people he's not writing anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
And then he starts writing again?
I don't know. Just I remember he got more. In that bad car accident where like,
and then
like he was going to die or something.
And then Kathy Bates kidnapped him. And
right. Karma.
Yep.
Steven Spielberg, Steven Spielberg has a lot of projects on his plate right now. Add a biblical epic on the life of Moses to that list.
Okay.
There you go. Universal has confirmed that there will be a Wanted sequel.
I think you reported that before.
It's confirmed.
Okay.
That was a rumor now.
Oh,
it's
you called
confirmed.
Them. Okay, good.
Wes Craven has announced that there will most likely be a Scream 5.
Wow.
Why?
I didn't even see the last one.
Why?
I don't think I saw the last two, actually.
Well, the last one was recently.
Yeah, I didn't see that one for sure.
No, I don't think anyone did.
No.
Michelle Rodriguez will return to the Resident Evil franchise for its 5th film.
But not Mila Jovovich?
Oh, I think she's in it, too.
Oh, okay.
The story's just about Michelle Rodriguez.
Really?
And what she's going to do.
All right.
Disney has stated that the on-again, off-again Lone Ranger film is now on again.
With Johnny the Depp?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And will someone...
That's not one that I'm going to be excited about. I just don't... Like, Westerns just... That's a tough sell for me.
But it's kind of... They're kind of like superheroes, so it's like superhero
yeah,
Western.
Yeah, but they're not really... They don't have any powers.
I'm moving a story up here because I need...
They don't have any powers.
I need the
anything.
Next story to be the last story. Don't read ahead.
Okay.
There's a rumor on the street I didn't tell you to put on the streets.
Well, that's where
it's
you
not
heard
on
it.
The street. I read it on the internet.
No, you it heard was, it. It was heard not it when the, you were walking down the sidewalk.
I have to edit this. There is a rumor out there
on the street
that names are already being bandied about in terms of who will play James Bond.
God, my typing on this it's story the worst. Was atrocious.
Who will play James Bond after Daniel Craig is done? The name at the top of that list: Idris Elba.
Okay, now we got to talk about this because there are two theories about James Bond. One is that James Bond is a guy.
White.
No. One is that James Bond is a guy named James Bond who happens to be the best of the 00 agents in the British Secret Service, right?
Uh-huh.
The other theory is that James Bond is the name of whoever occupies the 007 slot within that group.
Interesting.
Okay.
I like that.
And I'm totally fine with that if that was the case. However, there's a lot to support that that is not the case. If you go through and you know, and I'm not talking about the books here, I'm just talking about the movies.
Right.
If you go through and watch the movies, there are references from characters to Bond or about Bond that would indicate that it's that one guy.
Right.
And not a different person playing, you know, being that person right. within the Secret Service. Like somebody says, oh, you've never been to, you know, wherever before or... You know, oh, I haven't seen you since.
Even
da,
though
da,
the
da,
Roger
da, da.
Moore James Bond may have been there.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, no. I'm saying those things are consistent as if James Bond is a guy named right. James Bond and not the other way around.
Okay.
What you were saying would be the opposite of that.
Right.
So, you know, somebody will say to Bond as, you know, played by Roger Moore, something about something that he did when he was played by Sean Connery. You know what I mean? As if to right. suggest that it's the same guy.
Right.
So with that said, and I really, really like Idris Elba. I think he's a great actor. I've seen him in a bunch of things where I thought he was really good. But, you know, to all of a sudden make James Bond a black guy, if it's not the case where, you know, it's the same guy, it seems kind of silly to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, you know, like.
That's a strong statement.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just not who the character is. Like, and I didn't even like, even though.
Why, because of the color of his skin?
Even though. Well, I'm just saying if it's supposed to be that guy. I'm saying if it's supposed to be that guy.
Right.
Because then it's not that guy anymore.
Well, it's also not that guy when Sean Connery spoke with a Scottish accent. And
oh, that's different. That's just
what's the difference?
Because he's just a bad actor.
No, but I'm saying, I mean, you could make any comment. I mean, Roger Moore probably like weighed 50 pounds more than Sean Connery. Those are two different guys.
I think you got that backwards. Sean Connery's a lot bigger than Roger Moore.
Well, nowadays.
He was like Mr. Universe before he was James Bond.
Really?
He was huge.
Okay, that's a bad example. So Sean Connery probably weighed 50 pounds more than Pierce Brosnan.
I think my wife weighs 50 pounds more than Pierce Brosnan.
I'm just saying the color of
his
skin.
She's also a better singer.
The color of his skin, I mean, that shouldn't make a difference.
No, I'm not saying it makes a difference.
That's exactly what you just said.
No, I'm just, I don't
You're
know.
You're saying that you can't get past the fact that he's black.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I can't get past it at all. I would happily
That's
go
exactly
see it.
That's exactly what you just said. You can't buy into the thing because he's black.
That is not at all what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. What I'm saying is, to me, this seems more like stunt casting than a decision of who would make the best James Bond. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not denying that.
That's all
but
I'm saying.
But you just said earlier in your thing that you...
No, I'm saying, okay, sorry. If I preface it by saying it seems like stunt casting, unless the situation is that James Bond is a title, just like M or Q or, you know, one of those is right. a title, then it doesn't
I just,
seem...
Okay, then I misunderstood. Because yeah, I got yeah, yeah. from you that you wouldn't be able
no,
to
I
watch him
Idris
as
Elba.
James Bond.
No, I love Idris Elba. I would happily
fact,
go see it.
Fact,
no, absolutely not. I'm not saying
fit
that
fit it into the whole that it's James Bond because
no.
of the color of his
no,
skin.
I'm annoyed because it seems like stunt casting to me. And I think that's
oh,
a bad reason to make a casting choice. You know what I mean? Like when, you know, like when people talk about, oh, well, maybe we should make James Bond a woman. It's like, really? You're going to make James Bond a woman?
That'll never happen.
Ugh. I just don't like it when people do things because of like political correctness. You know what I mean?
You know, this is just a rumor. Not necessarily on the street.
it's on the street
you know,
now.
They actually came to him about it and asked him what he thought. And he knew nothing about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of
what gets me is there aren't they right now making the one with Daniel Craig? So I mean, why is it even
I don't even
upper...
know if they've started it yet because remember it was
oh,
it was off for a while because of financial issues with MGM and all that stuff.
But then it came no, but then they
right,
said they
then
were
it was back
go
on track,
it.
But I didn't even know it was in production already.
Oh.
Maybe it is. For some reason,
I thought
it was
Daniel Craig's IMDb page, right?
I don't know. I thought it was. I thought it wasn't starting until next year, but I could be wrong.
Well, they have a full cast release date, November 9th of next year. So.
Oh. Yeah, it could go either way.
I mean, if they have a release date, they had to.
I miss, though, I have to say, as much as I like the Daniel Craig movies, I miss that kind of, you know, early to mid Bond feel where, you know, they've got these, like, exotic locations and extravagant sets and all that kind of stuff. And the exotic locations thing, you know, that gets harder and harder every year. Because,
well, they had that in Casino Royale.
Yeah, there's just too much poker playing in that. In that movie.
That's your argument.
It was just too much. I don't need to see Bond playing poker
for an hour. I like that they
made
Bond. I like with Daniel Craig that it's more serious. Because you have to admit, the Roger Moore ones are so campy now when you look at them.
Yeah, but I mean, I still think The Spy Who Loved Me is one of the best Bond movies. I mean, that's a great movie.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not taking it away.
And like
Live and Let Die is one of my favorites as well.
Yeah. Although Live and Let Die was much more low key.
Right.
Because there was no big...
But then it got to the point with, like, Octopussy and, like, View to a Kill.
Yeah.
Is, like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, Moonraker really started that.
Right.
Battle in Space? Come on. But, I mean, I think that, like, Goldfinger, You Only Live Twice...
Dr. No.
I wasn't going to include Dr. No. Never Say Never. Diamonds Are Forever. And... The Spy Who Loved Me. Like, those all have, like, the kind of crazy, megalomaniacal, you know, guy with the crazy sets and, like, crazy technology and gadgets and everything. But they still work. Like, I think they still work really well.
Yeah, I miss that, too, now that you mention that.
And I like all that stuff. And, you know, and I kind of miss that part of it. And I think you can do that well. I mean, I think those movies are good examples of how you can have all that stuff and still make it work. But I mean, I love Daniel Craig. You know, I would have liked Pierce Brosnan more if those movies had been written better. They were just not good movies.
I agree.
And same with the Timothy Dalton ones. I just didn't think they were that interesting.
Was there more than one Timothy Dalton one?
Yeah, there were two.
Oh, yeah. A License to Kill and.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember watching those at the movie show down
over
in Berlin.
Over by my house.
Over by my mom's house. Yeah.
And finally, will someone please stop this madness?
Susan Powder, where are you?
Universal is discussing a Scarface remake.
You know, I swear, if I ever hear the words remake and either Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or Close Encounters, I'm going to punch somebody in the nards.
That'll never happen.
Better not. Is that it for movies?
That's it.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
Mush.
Sony's any. I feel like I've reported on this before, but I'm going to go ahead and do it again anyway. Sony's NEX VG20 camcorder records 1920 by 1080 Full HD, including surround sound, but the best part is that the camcorder uses interchangeable lenses. The worst part is that it's $5,300. But still, that's really cool. So that
that's
you could actually be like a little movie
that's
maker.
That's a car.
Movie maker. What kind of car can you get for $5,300?
What happened to that Tata Nano?
Yeah, where
is that?
What
happened to Tata?
We need more Tatas in this country. Maserati is entering the SUV.
Real ones.
Maserati is entering the SUV market, you know, in very timely fashion, because they're all the rage these days. With the Kubang. They actually are coming out with a car called...
the Hummer.
Right, with a car called the Kubang, of all things. And this is an Italian car company. I don't get it. It's being created as a direct competitor to vehicles like the Porsche Cayenne. What's interesting, though, is that because Maserati is owned by Fiat, who also owns Chrysler, the Kubang will be built in Detroit. It'll share some architecture with the Jeep Grand Cherokee and will feature a V8 engine capable of 450 horsepower, which is a lot. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to spend money on an Italian SUV, I kind of would prefer that it would be made in Italy and not in Detroit. I would also kind of prefer that it would not be called a Kubang. It sounds like a villain from Fred Flintstone.
I prefer a Kaboom.
Yeah. No, I don't think you would. That was the Ford Pinto. They already did that.
Really?
Don't you remember?
No.
It had, in the 70s, the Pinto had a defect where if they got rear-ended, they would blow up. because there was something wrong with the placement of the gas tank. So it probably only happened like twice.
Not good engineering.
No, that's bad engineering. Brookstone is selling an app-controlled spy tank for about $150. You control it with your iPhone, iPad, or iPod, and it'll stream video and audio back to you and let you take pictures of whatever it sees. It's got an infrared mode to take low-light pictures, and you can steer it either with on-screen arrows or by using the device's accelerometer. So you can just kind of, you know, tilt it around and drive it like that.
So wait, you can do it from wherever?
You're what? From up 100 feet away.
Oh.
Indoors. But still, that's like within your house.
No, but I want it to be. I want the tank to be at my house, and I'm right here with my iPad, and I'm moving the tank around my house from here. That's what I want.
I don't know if it'll do that. It might do that through your Wi-Fi router if it does some kind of IP thing. I don't know. It may do that. It may not. I have no information on that right now. Google just opened up a retail space called the Chrome Zone inside a London computer store. It'll only be open through Christmas, but it's a test marketing run by the Goog to see how much consumers respond, and could lead to future retail locations.
What will they be selling?
Well, you know, they got the Chromebooks out now.
Okay.
Little netbooks running Chrome and nothing else.
Okay.
Like all web-based, no file system or nothing. I mean, there is one, but you know. In other Google news, it looks like Google's Chrome web browser will finally make its way to Android-based phones. Because right now, there's just a mobile web
generic browser.
Yeah. So now it's going to be Chrome soon, which is good. So Apple's going to announce new iPhones tomorrow, including supposedly the iPhone 4S and iPhone 5. Several retailers accidentally leaked info about the phones online and in other places. Cincinnati Bell, for instance, had a 32-gig iPhone 5 with 4G connectivity and an 8-megapixel camera listed without, a new account for $640.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of doll hairs. There's a rumor that Amazon may buy WebOS. I'm starting to actually feel sorry for WebOS. It's just been kicked around.
How come you have nothing here about the new Kindle tablet?
I don't think anyone cares.
That was one of the top stories on the news the other day.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's less than half the price of the iPad.
I know, but it doesn't do everything the iPad does.
It does a lot more than a Kindle does, though.
I know, but still, it's still basically an e-reader. And it's a lot of money for an e-reader, don't you think?
No, it does more than that.
What?
It'll have Android. You'll be able to use Android apps on it.
All of them?
I don't know about all of them, but it'll have a browser. I mean, it does a lot more than a Kindle, which is just an e-reader.
Yeah, all right. How much is it?
$199.
There you go. You just report on it. Done.
It's called the Kindle Fire,
The Kindle Fire. Yeah. And hopefully that's not any kind of, you know.
And did you hear that they also came out with cheaper versions of the Kindle that will have like little ads?
Yeah, there's one that's like $10 or something, like a little tiny
black and white
one. Well,
there's one for like $60, but it has ads.
Yeah.
And which
have you used a Kindle or
well, I
like
a Kindle app? That's how I read books on the
iPad.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. Have you actually used a Kindle?
I played around with it. I want one actually.
I think they're terrible. I think you'd be much better off sticking with that.
Not in the sun, I won't.
No, but no, that's true. I mean, that's the one thing that's nice about it.
That's the
only
reason I would buy it.
But they're so slow. They're so slow.
But I'm just using it to read a book. What do I need to be fast for?
I don't know. Because like even like I know even on the Nook.
I go on vacation, I want to read at the pool. Yeah. I can't with this.
Like even on the Nook, like when you go to navigate around it, it like takes forever to do anything.
You know what? Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy how bad that is. But you know, e-paper is getting better. E-ink, e-paper, whatever you want to call it, it's getting better all the time. And, it'll get faster. They'll have faster response times
but
and all that.
I didn't get to say what I want to say. So they're coming out with a cheaper one that'll have ads, which I'm okay with if the ads are, like, in between you doing stuff. But if I'm turning a page from a book and an ad comes up, wouldn't that be the worst?
Yeah, I assume it would be.
That would go right in the pool.
Yeah.
Right in the
pool. Wow. Right in the pool. Craftsman now has a garage door opener that you can open with your iPhone or Android phone. So the opener is programmed in there, and then you can just use that.
I saw it's on sale right now at Best Buy. They have
I'm curious as to how that works, though, because would you have to then – do you have to, like, register the garage door opener with your Wi-Fi network? Because how else would you – your phone have the range to – you know what I mean? Because it can't be cell-based because then you'd have to have a subscription for it. Right? I don't know. But it's a cool idea.
Did you see it's on sale at Best Buy right now? This is somewhat related. They have a Logitech Harmony. It's a little thing where you can control your TV from your iPad or your phone.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Do you plug it into the phone?
No.
Really?
There's an app.
But
on the phone.
Okay.
But again, like you said, how
do... Oh, so maybe there's a thing that you just leave in the room and you register that.
There's a thing.
Okay.
There is a thing.
Okay.
And I was interested...
Well, because the iPhone doesn't have infrared, and most remotes are infrared.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
So there must be a thing that talks to that, and then that
And I was interested in that, but then it said that it would not support... You know, because PlayStation uses Bluetooth and not infrared.
And so you Xbox, need a, I think, either Xbox or Wii are... One of them is RF and not infrared. So you also can't use the...
Oh, I didn't know that. But... So, because I have a Logitech remote,
yeah.
And I have the adapter for the PlayStation 3.
Oh, okay.
So I can use my remote, but that won't plug into this thing.
Right.
So it's of no use to me.
Right.
That's my
yeah.
Blu-ray player.
I love those Harmony remotes.
I do too.
They're great. I have not the fanciest one like you have, but the one I have is great. The only thing that I... You know what I wish that all the manufacturers would do is build in something to the IR protocols and the remote protocols that the thing can, because you know they're never really turned off. Even when they're off, they're still on enough to know if they're getting a signal to turn on. So I wish they would build something into the protocols so that the thing could tell the remote whether it's on or off. Because, you know, if you accidentally turn something on or off, the remote doesn't know which state it's in, and then the next time you hit it, it just flips it.
That's a good point. I like that.
So I would think...
Send that in.
Okay. I'll just send that in to remotesuggestions.org.
Put that in, please.
Yeah. All right. But anyway. But that is cool, though. Yeah. That is cool. I love those Harmony things. They're great. They've made our parents' lives easier, because now when they come over to babysit for our son, who you heard before. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
You know, now they can actually figure out
how to... He looks almost old enough to take care of himself.
Yeah. We're probably going to tell him to either get a job or hit the road pretty soon. He'll be 3.5 soon. I think it's high time. BMW's 2012 M5 is so refined that BMW decided to pump recorded engine sounds through the car's stereo system ever so subtly to make sure that people inside know how powerful the car is.
Come on.
Not making this up. So, Tony, let me ask you. Are you lonely? Do you have a cell phone that accepts text messages? Maybe fakegirlfriend.co is for you. Sign up and soon you'll be receiving messages from your girlfriend like, I miss you, honey, XOXO, and why don't you leave the boys and come hang out with me? Just sign up and then send a message to the girlfriend you saved in your phone's address book, aka the phone number for fakegirlfriend.co, and wait for a random message to be sent back in true girlfriend style so that everybody you're with can see what a stud muffin you are.
I saw this on the news.
Can you believe
it's
there's
ridiculous.
A service? And you know people are going to use it. Yeah. I can think of somebody I know who's going to use it. I mean, it's just pathetic.
Yeah.
How about instead of wasting time with that, spend a little time in the mirror. See what maybe you could fix about yourself to maybe actually get a girlfriend instead of having to pretend that you got a girlfriend.
If you feel you need one of these, it's going to take more than a mirror. You need to look a little deeper
maybe
inside.
Maybe you can get one of those three-sided mirrors.
You need to look a little deeper inside.
Yeah, I guess.
Just what the mirror is showing you.
But, yeah, you're probably right. So that is the end of the mashup, a.k.a.
The mush mush. I've never had to say it at the end.
Well, I'm making sure you're still on your toes. Which brings us, as always, to the point in the program where we reveal our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Please, please, Tony, give us your worst.
Well, you know, the last time I went to Italy, I flew Air Canada on the way there and Swiss Air on the way back.
Yeah, the last time I went to Italy,
I know, humble brag.
I flew on the Golden Flying Carpet Airlines. Just me and Aladdin himself. Yeah, right, Lovey?
I know, humble brag. That was bad. But it was the first time I had flown internationally.
Right.
So I really liked that, you know, I had my own little screen where I could pick from like 20 different movies to watch. And, you
yeah.
know, you could watch, you know,
sure.
as much as you want and blah, blah, blah. Right. This time I flew Alitalia.
Which I warned you about.
You did. Worst airline ever.
I told you.
It was
I tried
really,
to tell
it
you.
Was like being thrown back to 1975 because.
With airplanes from 1925.
Because not only did I not have my own screen or my choice of what to watch, but it was one of those where the screen comes down in the middle aisle because it's
right.
international flight, so it's got the
yeah.
center row of seats.
Yeah.
And so in both cases, I was so far from the screen that, God forbid, I watch one of their movies that, you know, because half the movies they showed were in Italian and half were in English.
Right.
And so there was no way I could read the subtitles.
Right, because it's too far away and too small.
Right. But it was, the TVs were in black and white. They weren't even color TVs.
I mean,
and
seriously,
they were literally probably 12 inches.
We went to Italy, you know, for our honeymoon, for part of our honeymoon. And we flew Alitalia just between London and Italy. And there were like a couple rows of seats that were like roped off with like police tape. And they're like, don't sit there. And then, you know, it's like you'd ask them a question and they just like roll their eyes at you and say something nasty in Italian and then walk away. Like everything was creaking and there's like nuts and bolts falling off and rolling down the aisle in the middle of the flight. It's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't even get to the customer service. I mean, that was bad enough. I'm just keeping it at the entertainment portion of it.
Yeah.
And what gets me is, so you know what movie they're showing? A movie that requires you to be able to like Pirates, the new Pirates of the Caribbean. Who wants to watch that on a 12-inch black and white TV?
That's 15 feet away.
Right? Oh, but probably more than that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to fly. You got to fly British Airways if you can.
I will. I have to say, my experience on Swiss Air was amazing.
Yeah, they're supposed to be great. KLH is supposed to be good. They're another one that's supposed to be pretty good. What, you know? I don't know if you've noticed this. Have you seen that billboard when you're going back home from out here? About how this one airline is supposedly going to have the new 787 Dreamliner. The airline is called ANA. Have you ever heard of ANA?
No.
I don't even know what that is. But I keep seeing those billboards everywhere.
Like the letters ANA?
Yeah, yeah. And I have no idea what airline that is. There's no indication. They're just bragging about the fact that they're going to have the first Dreamliners.
They have a website. All Nippon Airways.
Oh, so it's Japanese. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it applies to Japan and Asia.
Okay.
Japan and Asia.
Yeah.
Rather than
and
just
other
Asia.
Parts of Asia.
Rather than just Asia.
Right. They're a little self-centered.
That's what the website says.
A little self-centered. all right. So my worst entertainment moment of the week is that, and this first part is not the worst, but our very own Kelsey, for my birthday, very kindly gave me the Blu-ray of the Star Wars movies, the original Star Wars movies.
Oh
the
my God,
good
that's so
Star
nice.
It was very nice. She got the idea from some guy.
How would she know to do that?
Some person told her something. And so I was very excited to get them. And I haven't had a chance to watch them yet, but I did put Empire Strikes Back in just because I wanted to see how it looked. And I put
What would
it
make
in.
You pick that one of the three to see how it looks?
What do you mean?
Just curious. No, I'm just curious. What would make you pick that
it's my
one?
Favorite.
Oh, okay.
So I put Empire Strikes Back in, and like the whole opening credit sequence is like completely glitchy where it doesn't even play. Like it would freeze and then it would like stutter and stop and stutter and stop and then it would start up again and then the screen would go out completely and then it would come back on. And it wasn't until after the actual picture started, you know, the actual like action in the movie, that it was back to normal. So I don't know if
Did
I just got a
bad one.
Did you
try playing it again to see if maybe there was
No, I just turned it off because then my son walked in the room and I didn't want him to see anything scary. So, you know, tauntauns. But, you know.
Words on the screen.
Title crawl. It's almost Halloween. So, no, I had to turn it off. But I'll have to check it again and see if
maybe it was just a
momentary
one-time
glitch.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But if not,
because
it's
I got
going
the
back.
Same original trilogy. I did not buy the whole saga. And
let's talk about that, shall we?
We shall, because this would have been my worst entertainment of the week. Because I remember I called you so pissed off the second I opened
that. Really funny.
Second I opened that box from Amazon, because George Lucas, the greedy bastard he is, has decided not to include any extras whatsoever, other than the audio commentary
right.
of him speaking.
Right.
No extras whatsoever, unless you buy the entire
all
saga.
Six movies. And nobody wants the first
nobody
three.
Nobody wants
I mean,
those.
The second three. The first three chronologically.
He's forcing us to buy them.
I'm not going
to
buy them. You know what? I've seen all those specials.
No, some of them are new.
I've seen all the old specials. Okay. Though I don't even know if I care about the
I
new
think
ones.
Somewhere down the road I'm going to want it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I should have someone to get me for that for Christmas.
Then you
that
don't
way,
have to spend money on it.
I didn't spend the money on it.
Right. But and I'll say, if they're the same specials that I'm thinking of from back, you know, back in the day, they're really good.
Right.
They're really cool to see, especially like
there's like over 40 hours of extra material.
How do they fit that on a little tiny disc?
Well, there's more than one disc.
Still, it's a lot of stuff.
I only put
it's like
in
the future is here now.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
to see what it looked like. And I have to say, it was impressive.
Did they clean up a lot of the matting and stuff? Did you notice?
Yeah,
yes and no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It looked great.
I mean, did you
watch it? It's the best presentation of the movie I've ever seen, including when, like, they show it on TV.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Spike shows it all the time in HD.
Did you watch, like, the dogfight part? And did they?
I didn't see much of that. No, I didn't go that far.
Now, are these the original theatricals or the special editions?
Special edition. Oh, you know that.
Oh, that's right.
Special edition. With his own extra, like, added nuances.
Oh, God.
But I have to tell you, what didn't look good. Everything looked pretty good to me, but what didn't look good, I wanted to see what the scene looked like when R2 and C-3PO are walking through the desert.
Yeah.
And you could tell they really tried to sharpen them up, and so there's some noise around them.
You know what doesn't make any sense is they were actually in the desert. So what were they trying to sharpen up?
Just the edges around.
Are you talking about when they were like in front of a matte painting? Because, I mean, they actually filmed them in the desert. You know, they had
Anthony
Daniels.
It's a shot where they're really small and it's you have the whole desert behind you and then that skeleton.
Oh, okay. So that was a matte painting.
Okay.
Right. Right. Because, you know, they had Anthony Daniels in there in Tunisia, and they had a remote control R2. They actually shot it in the desert. So it would be real. But
the wide scenes where they're very small.
Yeah. Although only C-3PO was in that shot.
There's a lot of...
with the skeleton. R2's not there.
When they first get to the deserts, please just listen to me.
Okay.
there's some residual effects.
There's noise. There's visual noise.
There's some characters on the screen I don't really want there.
Mr. Soul. Yeah, sure.
No one else but you and I will know what that means.
Sure, what you get on with your best entertainment moment of the week.
Oh, we're on to best entertainment of the week. Oh, here's where I owe someone an apology. And not only an apology, I'm going to eat some crow.
Stretch, I hope you're listening.
Stretch. This is for you.
This is for you, pal.
A few episodes ago, I had just written off The Hunger Games as some teenage book and likened it to the Twilight series.
Right.
And then he corrected me and said, no, actually, it's actually a good book. And, you know, there's a lot more going on. It's not.
Right.
Like the,
it's not Vampires 90210.
Right.
Right.
And so I wanted to download a book before I went on my trip so I'd have something to read. So I, you know, just looked it up on Amazon and read the little description. I'm like, oh, actually, it sounds pretty good. I loved it.
Yep.
I cannot wait for the movie. I'm obsessed with it. I just finished reading it. I have like 15 pages left.
Yeah.
Then I'm done. But there are two more books. I can't wait to read
them.
Okay,
so then now that you've read the book and since you've seen X-Men First Class, are you happy that Jennifer Lawrence is playing?
Yes.
Katniss.
Yes. And, you know, as I'm reading the book, I will sometimes go to IMDb and look to see who's playing the characters so I can get more of a visualization in my head as to what the movie will include.
I thought she was great in X-Men.
She will be great in this movie. This book is the best book I have read in probably since in the last 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't do a lot of reading, but I do some reading.
Right.
And I think you would really enjoy it because it's a fast read.
Yeah.
And there's action
through
most of it.
Yeah.
And it's totally the genre that we like. It's,
right.
You know.
Sci-fi, action, adventure.
World has been destroyed.
Conspiracies.
Sure, maybe a little of that.
Yeah, a little some of that.
So, Stretch, I owe you a big apology.
And thanks for turning him on to it.
Thanks for turning me on. Yeah. Because I really can't wait to get home and finish and start the next one.
There you go. Cool.
I wonder if there'll be more. I should.
I don't know.
Because
let's be honest. How hungry could these people possibly be?
They were really hungry.
Oh, really?
Really?
So there might be a lot more stories. Yeah, a lot more. Does this take place before or after the fast food wars that Taco Bell won?
As I'm reading, I mean, there are things that happen in here that I'm just like, that is. You'd say to yourself over and over, "That is so clever."
Yeah.
That is so clever.
Oh, that sounds good.
I mean, it's made to be a fantastic movie. The movie is going to be fantastic, and I predict it will be the biggest movie.
Of that year, of next year.
I think it's already made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Some of the casting choices I'm a little miffed by.
Really?
Woody Harrelson's in it. Lenny Kravitz is in it.
Lenny Kravitz, you know, married to Lisa Bonet.
Well, not anymore.
Was married to Lisa Bonet. Came out with that great song that I always thought was a remake, but was actually an original. That was weird. Didn't you think that was a remake? It Ain't Over Till It's Over? I swear I thought that was like a remake of a 70s song.
I could see how you would think so, yeah.
I mean, obviously it was made to sound
like
that.
You know, he has a new song out, and they kept showing the video when I was in Italy, and it's so annoying.
Really? I think that song, It Ain't Over Till It's Over, fantastic song.
Yeah. Oh, he's got some classics.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so my best entertainment.
Love the Hunger Games.
Love the Hunger Games. Love.
Can't
from Tony
wait
to
the start
Hunger
the
Games.
Next one. Please, won't you go on so I can start the next one, please?
So there you go. We don't, as we've talked about before, we don't really talk about music a whole lot.
We don't.
And about.
But we do sometimes. We just did. We just talked a little about Lenny Kravitz.
A little bit right there. And It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
Right. Which are actually words to live by.
Sure. Like, much like this show right now. So about a month ago, I got an email from the wife and manager of a band who I have liked for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. It's not a band who most of you have probably ever heard of. The band's name is Tevaca. It's two words. T-E is the first word, and the second word is Vaca, V-A-K-A. And it
which
means,
in Spanish means you cow.
Really?
Yeah.
Spelled that way?
What, how'd you spell Vaca?
V-A-K-A?
No, it's V-A-C-A.
I was going to say. Tevaca is...
But I'm going to stick with you cow.
Tevaca means the canoe. In Tokelauan, which is the language that the band usually sings in. It's a South Pacific language, Polynesian language. The lead singer's father is Tokelauan. His mother is from another island called Tuvalu. And they were based out of New Zealand until a few years ago when they moved to Australia.
Well, we're going
to
get the whole behind the music.
Behind the music. And they sing what they call contemporary South Pacific music. And it's really interesting because about half of what they do on their albums is what I call pate music. Pate is a kind of log drum that's
could
typical.
We call it potty music?
No. It's not spelled that way, and it doesn't mean that. Pate is a log drum that's made by, you know, cutting a slit through a log, and then you make sticks, and you use the log as a drum.
You know, we've come much farther than that.
I know. Now you're just being insulting to many cultures across the world. So they do... You know, if you think about, have you ever been to an actual luau? Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Okay.
I would like to go, though.
So if you've never seen a luau, I'm sure you've seen, like, people hula dancing here and there.
Sure.
The thing that a lot of people don't know about hula dancing.
Not so much here, more there.
More there, yeah. Right. But the thing that a lot of people don't know about hula dancing is that all the different motions of.
They're telling a story.
Of the hands and the hips and everything is all storytelling.
It's a story.
It's a visual dance language of storytelling. And so what's really interesting about this band is, like I said, about half of their music is, you know, very percussion based. And when they perform live, there's always dancing that goes along with that because they're telling some story. Because the drum ceremonies and the dancing were, before they had written languages on a lot of these islands, were their way of keeping everybody up to date on what was going on. The other half of their music is like, I wouldn't call it like rock, but it's like contemporary music. It's, you know... guitar and drum and percussion and vocals and all that kind of stuff. It's just that they don't sing in English. Right. They have a couple songs that either have English in them or are mostly in English, but most of their songs are sung either in Tokelauan or Samoan. And I never thought I would get to see them live because they're based out of Australia and they've never done a US tour.
And what
tour
a dream.
Before.
I mean, that, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's one of my favorite bands, okay. You know. So anyway, so I found out they were doing a US tour and they were going to be performing at the Old Town School of Folk Music here in Chicago, which have you ever seen anybody there?
Betty Levette.
Great venue.
Yeah.
Great venue. It's this little intimate place, probably holds 200 or 300 people at the most. You're never more than like 30 or 40 feet from the stage. Right. So it's very intimate. And this is a big band. At one time they had 12 people. Currently there's 7 people in the lineup. A lot of them are related. And the guy who's the lead singer is just such a brilliant songwriter. I mean, you know, it's like when you're in Italy, and I'm sure you've heard other songs that are sung in French or Spanish or Italian or whatever, languages that you maybe don't necessarily understand. But great music is great music. And
right.
a song that affects you no matter what language it's in. This guy is such a brilliant songwriter. He writes the most beautiful melodies, and their music is just so... It just like makes me so happy and everything. So I was really excited to see them in concert. And I'm telling you, it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life. It was so incredible. They played for like 2 hours. And again, just like on their albums, they did about half and half in terms of the styles. The dancers were outstanding. One of the dancers, I think, is his daughter. And I think his son, who the daughter and son almost looked like they might have been twins because they look a lot alike and they look to be about the same age. The son is a drummer and does some other stuff too. But man, she was incredible, and she's a really great singer too. All three of the people who were dancers were fantastic. But I mean, just to be able to see them live and to hear their music live and in person, everything, seriously, it was so cool that I'm just so happy that I actually got to see them, because I'll probably never get to see them again. I mean, they don't have that much of a following in the U.S., you know.
Were you the only one there?
No, it was sold out. Yeah. It was sold out like a week in advance. And then they went on from here to, they played near Indianapolis, and then they went to New York. And now I think they're going out to California and then Alaska. So check their website.
Just they should go on the X Factor.
Just go to, they've, believe me, they're plenty famous in their part of the world. I mean, like everybody in the South Pacific knows who they are. They're like super famous there. It's just, you know, not many people know them here. But seriously, if you want to see a really, really excellent show and you're on the West Coast or in Alaska, I don't know if we have any listeners in Alaska. They're playing like seven cities in Alaska. Did you even know there were seven cities in Alaska?
I've been to a few cities in Alaska.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Sitka, I've been to. I've been to Anchorage.
Yeah. When did you go there? You on a cruise or something?
Yeah, with my dad.
Oh. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now I remember. Did you go to Juneau?
Whichever. You know what? I went to either Anchorage or Juneau. Whichever one is further south is the one I went to. Couldn't I want to say I went to Juneau and not Anchorage.
Yeah. But I didn't seriously, love it there. Go to tevaka.com, T-E-V-A-K-A.com, and go to their, I have nothing to do with the band, but I'm going to apologize for their website. It is dreadful. It's dreadful.
Wow.
Just scroll down, and as quick as you can, just click on tour dates just to get off of that homepage because it's so terrible. And if they're playing near you, seriously, go and see it. It is really a great experience.
Now, if they go to see it and they don't like it, will you refund their money?
No, I will not.
Oh, well, then it's a bit of a risk, folks.
Not here. The concert was free here. They had hooked up with some world music organization that subsidized their travel.
So basically it wasn't sold out. It was already given out.
They also did these music workshops the next day, and those you had to pay for, and those were sold out too. And I had a ticket for one of those, and it was really cool then because I was sitting right in front of them, and there were only 20 of us there, and we just got to like talk to them for like an hour, which was really cool. And just ask them questions, and then they did demonstrations and talked about how they write their music and all that kind of stuff. But seriously,
did you get
a great
hit one
show.
Of the big drums?
I wish I would have been able to, but I did not. They only have one big drum.
You would think with all the money they've been making, if they're that big in the South
Pacific. It's a shark skin drum. Yeah, pretty cool. They also have some goat skin drums. And then they have like a regular drum set.
You know, PETA would probably have something to say about all this.
Well, you know what? PETA didn't operate off there. But, you know, it's weird to think about some of these little countries that are, you know, little archipelagos out in the South Pacific. Like Tokelau, where his father's from, the most recent census population there is something like 1,500 for the entire country. It's just like this little, you know, atoll of coral. It's barely a few feet above the ocean waters. Seems scary to me. But anyway. Highly recommend it. Go check them out. So you got anything else you want to add?
So wait, what was your favorite entertainment of the week? That's like the longest explanation of your favorite entertainment moment.
I could go on for hours.
There's no need.
But I won't. And go listen to their music. It's great. I love them. Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
We good? You got any requests from our listeners?
No, I was doing something.
Yeah, I know. Programming your smartphone over there. Are you going to get an iPhone 5?
No.
Really? You've just decided flat out against it.
Well, my thingy isn't up for another year, so.
Wow. Maybe you should go to fakegirlfriend.com.
Very nice, my friend. Very
Thank
nice.
Thank you.
I think we'll have to end on that.
Well, as always, thanks for listening. Go and write us a review and a rating on iTunes. Friend us on Facebook, and please send us messages because we love to hear from you. And as always, thanks, and see you next time.
Bye.